following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Excellent weather has highlighted the past week in Salina as Clay County schools have enjoyed their annual fall break. Head coach Bruce Lamb and his 5-1 Bulldogs haven't been on break, though. They solidified a top-two finish in Region 4A with a beatdown of the Red Bull and Springs Dogs last Friday night, and they've been busy this week preparing for the final month of regular season action. Coming back into Bulldog country tonight's a familiar face. Scott High head coach Chris Harris, the Black and Gold's former offensive coordinator. He brings his 0-6 Highlanders into town, still searching for their first win of the season. It's time to get it on in the fourth meeting of Clay County and Scott High.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shake the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show for the third time this season. We're high atop Joe Nilley Stadium looking out at John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be your eyes and ears during the game tonight. Joining me soon will be our network producer, the old state champion himself, Rob Edwards. Joining me now, though, the network's founder, analyst, and statistician, a true bulldog as you'll ever find, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Home sweet home is where we are after 2 weeks on the road, right where we're supposed to be, and I'm excited to be back because there's no place I'd rather be than right here beside you on a football Friday night. Appreciate what you do, and also Coach Edwards. He's not here to hear it, but we'll tell him later.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. As you know, we have a tremendous amount of fun with it, and look forward to doing it for a long time.
And I'm excited to announce we're trying something new tonight, Daniel. Thanks to Russell Richardson Seed Club, the Booster Club for the football program, President Matt Adams. He's going to fill in as our resident cameraman for this Facebook Live that we're trying. The link can be found on our webpage right below the normal live player for Mixler. And, you know, it's going to be a little something different for us.
It is. I'm excited about it. We've talked about it several times over the prior years of broadcasting. And logistically, it never came to fruition, but it has now. We're excited. Now, you had some instruction earlier. Let's mention that one more time. Just try to play one link, right?
Yeah, if you end up starting the Mixler feed just for the audio and then you skip down and go with the Facebook Live feed, you're going to have probably an echo. They won't be synced up at all, and it's not necessary.
Right.
You know, if you're watching the video, the audio from us should be synced up with the video if you just go with the Facebook Live feed. Or vice versa, if you're here at the game or if you're in your car and you don't need to be watching a video, go ahead and use the audio-only link. But don't do them both at the same time, Daniel.
Good option there.
You know, tonight I'm excited also about this team, Daniel. You know, we've got a pretty good one in front of us, and an unfamiliar foe coming in here in Scott High School, a 4A school. You know, they may present some unknown challenges.
They could. They are 0-6. They've yet to win this year, but they play in a tremendously tough region. And here's one thing that is a bit to their advantage. Their head coach is Chris Harris, who served as Clay County's offensive coordinator the prior two seasons, I believe it was, here in Clay County. So he knows this team better than any other opposing coach will. Knows the kids personally. So that's got to be a bit of an edge in his favor.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like it could be a competitive game. Who knows? If Clay County comes out and plays like they did last week and has that kind of start, it'll be no contest again here tonight. But Coach Lamb, he touches on that connection with Coach Harris in the interview later on, so we hope folks will stick with us and listen to that. But we talked about this team. You know, we've got another stellar team, Daniel, who we're very familiar with, and that's our long list of sponsors. They helped us get started, get us off the ground several years ago now, and we can't thank them enough.
No, we do it each week, going to keep doing it each week, because we simply would not be here doing it without them.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. We like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media we put out weekly, and we hope folks pick up a copy of that newspaper, Daniel. Lots of sports coverage, as always. Maybe a little too much for some people, but that's what we like to do.
Well, I just want to point out, you know, there's been some changes at the Horizon lately, and I've noticed them. You've got a new printer. Got a different supplier for that. Great-looking print last week and this week both. And also, you've had the opportunity to put some more time into the newspaper covering a lot more things. And I'm just really excited about what's going on with the Horizon right now.
I am too. Sky's the limit, we hope. Daniel, appreciate those comments. Folks, stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. Daniel, that headline read, Dogs Respond with RBS Blowout, and the story talked about how Clay County responded to their first loss in a big way at Redbone Springs last Friday night by scoring 9 first-half touchdowns to roll to a 62-7 victory. 4 came via normal offensive means, while 3 were produced on pick-6 interceptions and another on special teams. While the Clay County starting defense pitched a shutout, the Dogs tallied 5 scores in the first quarter before cruising into halftime up 62-0. Red Bullen then waved the white flag in the second half as the host decided to only play 8-minute quarters with the TSSAA mercy rule in effect in the final 2 periods, where the Clay County starters never saw the field. Daniel, that was the quickest second half I've ever seen, and it was all Clay County in those first 2 quarters, as your summary is going to show.
It does, Thomas. That shortened time frame did lead to Red Bull and score as they battled the Dogs' reserves throughout the quick third frame and found the end zone in the last period. But prior to that, senior Alec Kerr ripped off a highlight reel run on the opening offensive play of the game to set up the first of senior Joseph Markham's 3 touchdowns. Less than 2 minutes later, Kerr hauled in a pass from sophomore quarterback Nate Adams and took it 69 yards to the house and added a 2-point run to put Clay County ahead 14-9. Following one of many 3 and outs forced by the Dog defense, Kerr then returned a punt deep in Redbone Springs territory. From there, Adams ran across the stripe before finding the star of the night for the 2-pointer to surge his team out to a 22-0 lead. Back-to-back Redbone Springs interceptions returned for touchdowns followed as Kerr toted the first 25 yards to pay dirt and Markham ran in the second from 35 yards out. Senior Levi Garrett added an extra point and the scoreboard read 35-0 when the first quarter buzzer sounded. The second stanza didn't get much better for Red Bull either as Markham rushed 16 yards for his final score. Adams tacked on 2 more and senior Jimmy Burchett added an exclamation point heading into intermission. Adams ran in his second touchdown and backed it up with a pick-6 score seconds later before Burchett completed a 38-yard punt return by finding the end zone as time ran out in the second quarter. Garrett also banged through 2 more PATs to account for Clay County's final margin of Black and Gold Dogs 62, Red Dogs 7.
Domination, Daniel. Clay County racked up 262 yards on 28 offensive plays in their win over Redbone Springs, including 190 rushing yards and 4 TDs, and a total of 72 passing yards on 2 completions. While playing for injured senior quarterback Keaton Arms, Adams accounted for all the yards through the air on 2 of 6 passing. Kerr caught both balls, 1 for a touchdown and 1 for a 2-point conversion.
He was also the leading rusher with 4 carries for 71 yards and a two-pointer, while Markham carried 9 times for 64 yards and 2 touchdowns. Adams 3 for 18 and 2 touchdowns. And junior Leighton Brown got his first carries, 6 of them for 37 yards in the second half. Hayden Adams led the team in tackles with 3, while Kerr, Markham, Leighton Brown, seniors Hunter Kyle and Ricardo McElroy, and juniors Weston Burble, Canyon Short, and Ernesto Sanchez all had 2 stops. And you can't forget Kerr's fumble recovery, his pick 6, Markham's pick 6 also, and then Kyle also had a sack. Players with 1 tackle each included seniors Garrett, Burchett, and John Hamilton, juniors Austin Anderson, Ben Maxfield, Braden Allred, Logan Jennings, sophomores Nate Adams and Worm Smith, and freshman Colton Brown. Adams also with a pick 6. Folks, next week get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hollow Horizon. Also, please remind your friends we're on the air tonight. Share the Facebook link with them, the Mixler page link on our website. Anything you can do to get the word out. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Highlanders here in Salina on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we...
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for 5 consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11 wins to 24 losses, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Scott High Highlanders have made 11 playoff appearances overall, with their most recent coming in 2016. And their first back in 1984. They have 3 wins to 11 losses in the playoffs, with their furthest advancement being the second round on 3 different occasions. These teams are meeting for only the 4th time tonight in their histories. The initial two meetings took place in 1997 and 98, when the Highlanders won 44-21 and then 42-0. Before the series was renewed last year, when the Dogs won 25-9. Giving Clay County a 1-game series win streak and a 1-2 series record with Scott overall. Due to a lack of series stat leaders in this short series, we're going to go ahead and give the current leaders for the Dogs this season. Passing this year for Clay County, Keaton Arms leading the way, 29 completions on 62 attempts for 521 yards, 6 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. Second in passing, Nate Adams, 8 completions on 20 attempts, 207 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Got two sitting atop that receiving column, Thomas.
Yeah, we do, Daniel. And, you know, Jimmy Burchett comes out as the leading receiver so far, but just by one catch and a handful of yards, he's got 11 catches for 265 yards, averaging 24.1 a catch and three touchdowns, Daniel. Alec Kerr right on his heels, 10 catches, 243, averaging 24. Both of them averaging over 20 yards a catch, and he's got four touchdowns. So those both of those guys are big play guys.
No doubt. Clay County rushing, Joseph Markham, no surprise, the leader there, 51 carries for 560 yards. That's 11 yards a carry. He has 13 touchdowns on the ground through the first six games. Second rushing, the quarterback, Keaton Arms, 42 carries for 340 yards. Thomas, he's averaging 8.1 a carry, and that probably includes a few sacks during those six games. He's had four rushing touchdowns. Finally, third in rushing, Alec Kerr, 20 carries, 227 yards. 11.4 average, two touchdowns on the ground for him.
You got to credit the offensive line for that, I'm telling you, Daniel.
They played well.
They have played very well when you've got three ball carriers, probably averaging 10 yards a carry. Tackle leader, Levi Garrett and Joseph Markham, seniors all the way through the top of this list, Daniel. They both have 23 each. Hunter Kyle right behind them with 22. Ricardo McElroy, his first year as a starter, almost 20 with 19, and then Big John Hamilton has 18.
Leading the way in the tackle for loss department, Keaton Arms and Joseph Markham, the outside linebackers, both tied with three TFLs behind them. John Hamilton, who has two, also quarterback sacks, two guys tied with two sacks apiece on the season. That would be Keaton Arms and Ricardo McElroy.
And then the interception leader, Nate Adams, he's got four of those, Daniel, already on the season. I know a couple of them are pick sixes. At least one, which came last week. Joseph Markham, he's got two. One of those will pick six. Braden Allred's got one. Jimmy Burchett one. Waylon Cherry one. And Alec Kerr one so far this season.
Pretty active defensive backfield. That concludes our initial portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our lustral and decadal history.
We serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back. Tonight on About a Bulldog History, we continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that celebrate neither a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week, we discussed the 1982 team. This evening, we turn back the clock 35 years to 1987. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant clash at WrestleMania 3. Bill Elliott records NASCAR's fastest lap of all time at Talladega Motor Speedway. the Minnesota Twins beat the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series, and Russell Richardson was in his sixth year as head coach of Salina High School football. Thomas, this is one of the all-time great teams, very even in terms of upperclassmen and underclassmen. The picture in the yearbook that year had them broke into groups, and they all kind of looked the same. Even the freshmen looked mature and physical, and a lot of those guys played. 1987, they end up with a 7-4 overall record. They scored 23 points a game, only allowed 9 points a game, so a good separation and the positive there. And, Thomas, this roster's chock full of folks that people know around here in Bulldog Country.
Yeah, and you're going to recognize names from freshmen to seniors, just like you said, Daniel. 12 of those freshmen, Scott Lynn, Eric Webb, Jason Coons, Zach Birdwell, Randy Walker, Bill Pettigo, Mike Briggs, Greg Collins, Lane Boyce, and then 3 Hall of Famers in the freshman class, Big Jeff Brown, Brent, and Brian Burchett, the brothers, the twins. 6 sophomores, Bobby Scott, Jason Kendall, Carl Ledbetter, and then 3 more Hall of Famers, Stephen Arms, Jason Narhead Hamilton, and Bobby Tupi Kerr. 7 juniors, Pat Smith, Joey Eads, Rob Eads, Scott Barlow, Tony Maxfield, William Strong, and the Hall of Famer Kenny Garrett. And then 7 more seniors, Stevie Key, Kenny Meadows, Mark Jenkins, William Birdwell, Johnny Rich, Troy Watson, and Hall of Famer John Carlisle, coached by Hall of Fame all the way across the board, Russell Richardson, the leader, and then assistants Randall Walker and Coach Joe Neal Eats, managers Larry Copeland, Billy Maxwell, and Alan Buck.
Just an outstanding group, and as I mentioned earlier, contribution from freshman through senior. They're on that junior list, William Larry Strong. I didn't have room to put the whole thing
gotcha.
In, but more recognizable by that name in case folks didn't catch who that was.
We can talk about them all. If you want to.
Sure.
Throughout their careers, not only did they contribute on that team, Daniel, but they went on to have great junior, senior years on and on.
Yeah, this is a solid group. They had a strange 9-game regular season, and that was due this year. Upperman was not in the district this year. It was only a 3-team district consisting of Monterey, Red Bull, and Salina. So Coach Richardson had to schedule 8 games. That's tough. That's tough to do just because there's not a ton of availability. So he wasn't able to get a full slate of 10. They play a 9-game regular season, and you're going to hear names like Good Pasture and Harpeth. He had to really reach out there for 2 reasons. Number one, like I said, because they were searching for so many games. Number two, they were so good and had been so good in prior years, nobody wanted to play little old single-A Salina and get beat.
That's right.
And that was probably the bigger part of the problem. So they open up the season with a great win in Salina against Baxter, 34-6. Sophomore quarterback Stephen Arms was 6-9 for 156 yards and 4 touchdowns. John Carlisle on the receiving end of 3 of those. So they open up the season with a bang, Thomas, before reeling off 3 consecutive tough losses.
Yeah, this is a tough one. It's always tough when it comes to the Gordonsville Tigers. They were shut out. They shut out Salina High School 20-0. Salina gave up 188 yards and 3 touchdowns through the air in that one, Daniel. So that dropped them to even 500 in their first 2 games.
Third game of the season, they make a road trip to Good Pasture. It ended up being an overtime game, 8-15, the final score. Salina led 8-0 at the half before Good Pasture fought back. Then the next week, another strange opponent, another long road trip. They go away to Harpeth and lose this one with 2 seconds left in regulation to a 31-yard field goal. Final score, 18-21. That game highlighted with Brian Burchett, 98-yard kick return touchdown. He was a freshman, Thomas, at the time, getting that done. But so back-to-back, close. One of them an overtime loss. The other, they lost with 2 seconds left to 2 larger schools, Good Pasture, of course, a private school. So they open up the season 1-3, and things aren't looking that great. But they were so close to being 3-1 at that point.
And then this shows you what this team's made of right here, Daniel. They turned things around. In game 4, they go out and they shut out Watertown 21-0. Kenny Garrett led the charge in that one with 14 tackles and set the tone for that win, which started a 5-game win streak to close out the season. They blew out Red Bowling Springs the next week, 57-6. Arms threw three passing touchdowns and made four extra point kicks in that one. And now I'll let you talk about the next three.
Grundy County, a home game for them in game seven. They beat them 33-7. Tupi Kerr, a 39-yard pick six touchdown. They moved to 4-3 on the season. They clinch their fifth consecutive district title in the eighth game when they beat Monterey 15-9, and then they wrap up that nine-game regular season with a big win over Hawkeye in Salina, 34-12 the final. Arms in that one, 16 of 23 passing for 256 yards and three touchdowns. And defensively, sophomore Stephen Arms had three interceptions as a safety himself. Just
we're
amazing.
We're talking about a sophomore.
Yeah.
A sophomore, a young kid out there playing amongst men. And, you know, best player on the field at times.
They get into the playoffs, open up the first round with Watertown. That game being held in Salina, beat down the Purple Tigers for the second time that year, 27-6 this time. That was the ninth out of 10 games in that 1987 season, Thomas, that the defense allowed less than 100 yards rushing. That's pretty good.
That's solid. And they win the first round, just like you said. And then here's an old nemesis, Daniel. On the road at Franklin Road, I guess.
I wasn't sure. One newspaper said it was in Salina. The other said it Franklin Road, so we'll have to.
Somebody correct us.
Yeah.
When they can. Anyway, fell 10-6 to Franklin Road. Put them at 7-4, ending the season. You know, you'll have to give us the summary there, Daniel.
In that second half of that game, Thomas, trailing 10-6, there were two different Bulldog drives that stalled out in the red zone. One stalled at the FRA 4-yard line, only 12 feet from points, and the other one stalled at the FRA 2 with about a minute left in the game, only 6 feet away from points. So close to advancing on to the third round, but did not do it. An outstanding year, though, a 7-4 season with losses to Private School Goodpasture, Private School Franklin Road, a tough Gordonsville Tiger team, and a new foe in Harpeth, who had three field goals in that contest kicking, something that's just unheard of. Just a great year. Cheerleaders that year, Valerie Scott, Tish Markham, Tracy Neely, Tanya Sieber, Stacy Baxter, Amy Webb, Julie Gentry, Virginia Birch, and LaDonna Lacey, and the football queen in 1987, Valerie Scott. Final thoughts, Thomas?
Well, just things legends are made of right there on that team. A lot of names that ended up being people that I looked up to during my playing career, including Stephen Arms, Tupi Kerr, all of those guys, and even those seniors. Just I want to flip back, Daniel. You need to count up how many Hall of Famers are on that team. You know, we've got 3, 6, 7, 8, 8 players, and then all three coaches.
And several more that are going to be Hall of Famers before their time is done here in Bulldog Country. Well, folks, we hope we did justice to the 1987 season. We always enjoy doing this. It's been our pleasure to discuss them. They are celebrating their 35th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Clark West pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' road trip to Redbone Springs, where Clay County will look to get to 2-0 in region play. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior wide receiver and defensive back Jimmy Burchett for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
And Jimmy, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Coach, you said Monday for the paper, you either win or you learn. And obviously you didn't win last week at Westmoreland. So did your team learn from coming up short in that slugfest of a game?
I think so. We've had a really good week of practice. So we've been really focused on what we're doing. You know, going back to little things, you know, little things add up. And I hope it has helped this week. And it seems to have in practice.
In that game, we can't dodge it, Coach. Featured 34 penalties, totaling in almost 400 yards. You said you'd never seen anything like that, but you also alluded to the fact you and your team could do better in those situations. How can that be accomplished?
You know, you just don't put yourself in that kind of situation. And we did some things that uncharacteristic of what we do. You know, the kids have learned from it. You know, we learned where to place our hands on a holding call or, you know, the things that they were doing to us. You don't see very much. And I'm going to tell you, in 29 years, I've never seen some of the stuff that they did to us. So, you know, it's the thing that we just got to overcome, and I think our kids have, and they've learned from it. They've learned how to get away from it and do things the right way.
And despite the loss, the penalties and all, you know, your guys fought to the very end, especially this guy sitting beside you. I like to call him Big Play Jimmy. You know, that's his M.O., I know you've heard the stories from the past, and now you've witnessed it too, Coach. This kid's special, isn't he?
He is very special. I mean, he's so competitive and has so much energy. Just watched him in practice and in the games. He never gets tired. He's always ready to go. And, you know, as you saw this past Friday night, and I'm sure you guys have seen but in years past, he will find a way to make a big play and make things work. And, you know, when we need it there at the end, he catches the ball going down, and as he's falling, he pitches it back to Alec, and, you know, touchdown. And we got a shot to win the game. And that's just amazing that you got a kid that has that kind of competitiveness and you know, just know what to do with the ball. And it's amazing.
Jimmy, walk us through that play. You know, everybody's talking about it. Back's against the wall. You know, the clock's ticking out. Y'all got in the end zone. How?
Oh, I was just running the route. I seen Nate or Alec going across the middle, and I watched Nate throw it. Alec, somebody was on Alec, so I thought, might tip it up. So I run that way, and get underneath it, and I catch it, and I take off running. As I was going down, I saw Alec stick his hands up, pitch it to him. He run in.
Incredible.
Incredible play. And that puts you guys in position, Coach. And you said you never hesitated to go for two right there.
No, sir. I never thought about going for one. I thought even if it would have been, you know, if it wouldn't have been for the game or whatever, if we were up 13-7 with a score, I was going to go for two no matter what. I just thought that would be the right call. And I look back now, still don't look back. I mean, I think we did the right decision, and we'd do it again.
Jimmy, it wasn't just that one big play. Everybody knows the story of the kickoff return to win the game 2 years ago. A lot of those big plays you've made in your career come against Westmoreland. What is it about the Eagles that brings the best out in you?
I don't know.
Just the competitive game? Is that what it is? Or?
I just want to win.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that may have been one of the most intense and physical football games I've ever seen. There's no love lost between you guys and the Eagles, is there?
Yeah, I don't like losing. Anybody I lose to, I don't like no more.
So do you think that where it came from? Series got renewed your freshman year.
Yeah.
You guys went down there and lost to them.
Yeah, I ain't liked them since.
Okay. Well, it's worked out pretty good. You won two out of the last three.
Yeah. So.
Talk about that competitiveness, you know, Coach, this guy right here, besides big plays, he's one of the toughest players to ever don the black and gold, in my opinion. For his size, he just got the grit. Do you share that assessment?
Absolutely. You know, Jimmy is one of those kids that it doesn't matter if he played right tackle or if he played wide receiver or running back, quarterback, and he could play every position. I promise you he could do that. He's that kind of kid, but he's going to give you 110% every play there is out there, and he's going to come off the ball. He's going to do exactly what he's supposed to do. He doesn't want to let his teammates down, and you can see that losing is not in his mind at all. That is not an option for him, and he'll do whatever it takes to win. And you love kids like that. You want kids like that on your team.
Jimmy, is that something you were born with? And if not, who do you credit that to?
I say the credit goes to my dad, for sure. I'd get hurt when I was little. He'd tell me to go back in, toughen up.
And I've got to ask you this. I've asked all the rest of the guys. The killer instinct and that will to win, where's it come from in this senior class? Because you guys are going to go down as the one of the best groups ever to come through here. What do you attribute your career success to?
I'd say start when we were young, just growing up, knowing each other, knowing what everybody's capable of, just knowing everybody so good.
Coach, I know these guys want to win, just like you say, and they want to win them all. But that's hard to do no matter how good you are, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to have a little luck on your side. You know, luck wasn't on our side this past Friday night. I mean, we fought through a lot of adversity. We played behind the chains most of the night. And to do the things that we did and have a shot at the end, it's pretty amazing. You know, it doesn't go as a win on your record, but it goes as a win in your mind, because we gave ourselves an opportunity to win, and you don't have that every week. And you know, those kids did a great job of getting us in the game and keeping us in the game, and I can't say enough about them. And you know, like I told them after the game, it's okay to go 14-1, because the last game, that's all you got to worry about, is winning that last game, and that's what we want to do.
Jimmy, there's a lot of football ahead. Coach just alluded to it. He set a goal for you guys, and that goal's still intact. You know, be the first team to win the region, earn home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Is that where this team's focus remains?
Yeah, sounds good. It's my new goal, 14-1.
Coach, tonight's the next step towards that goal.
Yes.
This is Red Bull and Springs, not Westmoreland.
Right.
But I'm sure they present some challenges in this one tonight. And this is an important game, isn't it?
It is. You know, we can't play for a region championship if we don't beat this much. And, you know, they got an excellent quarterback, left-handed kid, about 6'3", you know, throws the ball really well. Got some good group of receivers. And they'll throw the ball all over the field. So it's a different challenge. You know, we've not had anybody try to throw on us very much all year long. So this gives us a different look and something that we can hopefully we'll get good at and, you know, be able to win the football game.
ball's going to be in there, Jimmy. That could be good for you.
That's what we'd like to hear in the secondary.
That's right. You ready for the Red Dogs tonight?
Can't wait. I'm always ready.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking the time, Coach.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you coming.
Jimmy, good to have you.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This is Ben inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We hope you enjoyed that Inside the Locker Room interview. We do apologize. It was last week's interview. Did not realize that until we were about a minute into it. This week's interview was with head coach Bruce Lamb and senior Hunter Kyle. We're going to play that on the Proper Girl Body Shop halftime show, Thomas at halftime. So got to make sure that content's in, too.
Yeah, I've got to take credit for that mistake, Daniel. I didn't load this week's new interview, so I've got it loaded now, keyed in between the halftime promos. So look forward to hearing Hunter Kyle and Coach Lamb.
Absolutely. Folks, it is time for How They Fared. From Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys, get them started here. Jackson County fell to the Maplewood Panthers last week, 32-18, puts them at 2-5 on the season. They're not playing tonight. They're idle, as I like to say.
2-8. What did you say?
2-5.
2-5.
2-5 currently, yeah. Clinton County, Kentucky, 0-7 after a 44-6 loss to Edmondson County last week. Wildcats beat up on them pretty good. They, too, are idle this week. A lot of schools on fall break. Don't have games over fall break. Cornersville, 2-5 after losing to Fayetteville last week, 67-6. No game.
Fayetteville's got to be the favorite out of the West this year. Got to be.
I just, you know, we don't follow them closely, but coincidentally, they've been, you know, they've played a team we've played. They played Upperman.
They thumped Upperman.
Yeah, and so we've, you know, I think you have to say they're at least in the top two or three.
No doubt.
Yeah, preseason favorite was McKenzie, but it's Fayetteville's making all the noise.
McKenzie's still undefeated, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were in the championship game last year, McKenzie,
right.
And got beat by South Pittsburgh. Joe Burns, also 2-5, a lot of 2-5s this week. After losing 14-6 to Gordonsville, that game was at Joe Burns. Much lower scoring affair than what most people thought it would be.
Joe Burns must have done a good job scheming that one. We know Tom Atkins is a great head coach. Certainly, he must have influenced that score.
I was talking today to their basketball coach, and he said that Gordonsville scored on the first two possessions.
Hmm.
It's 14-0, and Joe Burns ran the play clock all the way down, every play they had.
Smart.
Went for it every fourth down.
Yep.
And just tried to keep the ball out of their hands that whole second half. So.
But, yeah, when I saw that score, I knew it was coaching.
Yeah.
So, Joe Burns hosts the Cascade Champions this week. Westmoreland High School, 5-2 after a 30-0 shutout of the Cobras of White's Creek. They are off this week as well. Red Bowling Springs, 3-4. They are at Caverna, Kentucky, taking on the 1-5 Colonels. Scott High, currently 0-6, out here warming up as we speak in front of us after that 42-14 loss to Gibbs. I lost my spot here. All right, Grundy. Sorry, guys. I thought we were going to the national anthem, and I was kind of panicking a little bit because I don't know what I'm going to right here. But we'll figure it out when it happens. Scott High lost to Gibbs 42-14. Grundy County also 0-7. The Yellow Jackets lost to Cannon County. The Lions won that game 30-12. They are at Whitwell tonight, Grundy County. I look for them to be 0-8 next week. York Institute, 5-2 after a 34-6 win at Wartburg. They are off tonight as well. Gordonsville, 5-2. They won 5 in a row after starting off 0-2 after the 14-6 win over Joe Burns. Tonight, they've got winless Trousdale County.
Normally,
I don't know that I've ever said that.
Right.
Has
normally
ever said
would,
those words?
Would be a game we'd have our eye on, but we know which way that was going to go.
Yeah. Trailsdale won't be down too long, though, unfortunately. They'll be back.
Clay County opponents are currently 24-45 overall. Let's do some pickups. Battle of what should have been the unbeatens. Macon County 6-1 at Stone 7-0. I've picked against Stone three times, and all three times they've won. I'm picking the Panthers tonight to beat Macon at home.
After Macon County first loss last week, two Upperman on their home field, they'll be ready to play. Stone, we talked about them not being for real, but we decided they were. I'm still going with Macon County.
I'll take Stone at home.
In a game of true undefeateds, the Page Patriots, 7-0, at the Nolensville Knights, also 7-0. We don't know anything about either team.
We don't.
I do. I'm going to tell you this. Nolensville scoring 41 points per game. Page is giving up 11 points per game.
Something's got to give. I shared with y'all power ratings on this game. They're separated by 0.4 of a point, so not much of a favorite either way.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm going with the Page defense.
Offense wins games. But I'm a defensive guy. I'm going with Page, too.
I'll take Nolensville.
You're just trying to pick up a game there. In a game of the opposite of undefeated, the winless Cumberland County, the Jets, 0-7 at Livingston Academy, 0-7.
I'll jump out first on this one. I'm going to go with the Jets. The Jet Fuel on the Mountain is running low this year, but Coach Johnson's defense is going to get a win.
Well, it's my policy to never pick Hawkeye. But also try to listen to my brother a little bit. He said, never pick the Jets. So I picked them once this year again. I'm going with them again. Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
At home, getting their first win in 2 years.
I picked them against Jackson, and they burnt me. I'm going with the Jets. Going with the Jets. Redbone Springs trying to get that fourth win for the first time since 2015, I think.
Something like that.
At Caverna, Kentucky.
Never pick Redbone. Caverna. I know which way Daniel's going. He loves the Red Dogs.
Who you got, Coach?
I'm gonna go as bad as I hate to. I'm gonna go with the Red Dogs.
Well, Caverna came in scouted last week. I don't think it does them any good. I think head coach Jeffrey Link, his son Aubrey Link, not Christian Link, I think they get a win tonight up in the Bluegrass State. There's some pretty sorry football in rural Kentucky.
Caverna is 1-5, and they are leading the region.
Like I said, there's some pretty sorry football up in rural
Kentucky. Another team's 1-6, and there's 2-0 teams in that region. So Caverna's leading their region, so they're feeling pretty good. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. A little under 8 minutes from kickoff. We're going to take a break.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back, we are back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for keys to the game. From analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Thomas, some final thoughts from you here before kickoff on how these dogs can win. Let's start it on offense. What does this black and gold offensive onslaught need to keep doing?
Well, you know, this Scott team, they're winless. We've talked about it. So I don't think you want them to hang around in this one, Daniel. Desperate teams do desperate things to get their first win. You know, I'm not saying you got to score 9 touchdowns like we saw last week. I'm not sure if that can be replicated. But I think you need to leave no doubt by getting on the board early and often. If the Dawgs can do that, this will be another blowout win.
What about that defensive key?
Well, as we've said several times this year in several games, you know, Coach Lamb mentioned it too. Their quarterback's the key. He's what makes the Highlanders go. So just like we said before, you got to contain him. But I do think Coach Harris's familiarity with us could come into play here. He worked with Coach Dickerson, and he'll have a thing or two up his sleeve. So the Dawgs need to be ready for that too, Daniel.
We'll be right back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here on this CarQuest pregame show, going to continue those keys for the game. Thomas, we made it up to that final overall key to success.
Well, you know, we all know it's been a little out of routine week for Clay County being on fall break. But instead of vacation, this has been a work week for these dogs. You know, so for me, it's just about not having a letdown here, which will be easy to do in a game that doesn't hold much meaning. But I think every game means something to this dog team, Daniel.
And I've been muted the whole time I was talking. Maybe it picked up a little bit there.
Hopefully so.
But basically, you know, Clay County's been on fall break this week, Daniel, but they've turned it into a work week, and I'll shorten it up with that. You know, I think Coach Lamb has them focused on the big picture, and the Highlanders are the next team standing in the way. Dawgs roll tonight.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game, brought to you by Westmoreland Management. and owner Bobby West Morgan, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently 61 degrees, at halftime 59, and by game's end projected to be 57 degrees. 61% humidity, no precipitation has fallen today, and none is expected. There is a 3 mile per hour wind of the north-northwest. The moon is not hardly full, but it's creeping towards it. Beautiful out tonight, a clear night here in Salina. That's been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, two things, fellas. I think one is focus. We've been out of our normal routine this week. We've been practicing in the mornings, been on fall break. Scott's coming in here 0-6. I'm sure every kid on the team knows it. We just got to focus. We got to focus early, and we got to execute. I'm sure Coach Slam and guys have talked all week about that execution and work on some things tonight. And like Thomas said, get started early. Don't let them hang around. Put the nail in the coffin pretty quick.
There you go. That's been the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Offensively, left right up front, Hayden McGee, Levi Garrett, Stone Lynn, Hunter Kyle, and White Browning. The receivers, a senior Alec Kerr, senior Jimmy Burchett, junior Weston Burble, tight end, senior John Hamilton, running back senior Joseph Markham. It's my understanding starting at quarterback tonight will be sophomore Nate Adams. Defensively, Ricardo McElroy, the nose guard. Defensive tackles, John Hamilton, Hunter Kyle. Inside backers, Levi Garrett and Austin Anderson. Outside backers, Joseph Markham and Ben Maxfield. Cornerbacks, Nate Adams and Weston Birdwell. Safeties, Jimmy Burch and Alec Kerr. State Farm starting lineups been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County going to be receiving the opening kickoff here. To start things, they'll be doing so from right to left from our vantage point. They wear their black home jerseys, gold numerals on the jerseys, black helmets, black pants. They do have pink socks on for the month of October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Scott Hyde, the visiting team, they'll be kicking off left to right. They've got their white travel jerseys with red numerals on them, trimmed in black, white helmets, red pants. For a classification, Scott Hyde here to play single-A classification, Clay County. And this one's underway. Going to be a short pooch kick to open things up. Weston Burble approach is going to let it go out of bounds, though. So Clay County going to take over probably at their own 35. The ball may have went out of bounds prior to that. That could affect the spot.
Yeah, I think it may have, Daniel.
Oops. So they will set it up on the 35 since it went out of bounds beyond that point. First and 10, Clay County, 65 yards away from the end zone. As we mentioned, they'll be driving from right to left. Sophomore Nate Adams in the huddle. Going to be this starting quarterback. Keaton pretty healthy, but Coach Lamb thought it wise to let him rest one more week. Markham the tailback behind Adams, who's in the gun. Kerr the wing to the left. Offside, Scott High.
Wow.
Physical maneuver by that big defensive tackle. But he's going to be penalized for it.
Yeah, jumped off sides, Daniel, and just kind of caught center Stone Lynn off balance right there and off guard and drove him into the backfield. I think you should see two flags on that one, Daniel, one for the offsides and one personal foul.
I think that's what you're getting because they move it more than five. I'm going to mark it up. You can't accept both penalties, I guess, so we took the larger one. So a 15-yard penalty. Puts the ball exactly on the 50-yard line at midfield. Clay County going to be driving towards the scoreboard here, first and 10. Nice way to open up the contest.
Yeah, not a bad way. Great field position to start right here. Let's see if offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard maybe doesn't take a shot early.
Burchett and Bird will split left. Kerr wing to the right. Markham behind Adams in the gun. Kerr in motion. Jet motion to him. Hand off to Markham. Markham, 45, 40, 35. Brought down. First down run and more, though, by Joseph. They're going to mark him down at the Highlander 31-yard line, so a 19-yard pickup for Joseph Markham and a Clay County first down.
Great blocking off that right side, Daniel. I'd say that was the junior Wyatt Browning. And who plays that right guard? Is that McGee?
Levi Garrett.
Levi Garrett on the right guard, and they just opened up a hole for Markham. He took it to the second level, and we know what he does when he gets there.
Garrett plays left guard. Hunter Kyle, the right guard. I apologize for that. Ball from the Highlander, 31. Adams in the gun. Kerr split left. Now goes in motion left to right. They give the jet sweep into the short side of the field, and Clay County is going to be called for a false start. So back up the Bulldogs 5 yards. This will set them at the Highlander 36. 11:18 mark of this opening quarter. 0-0 the score. And already each team with a penalty. They wind the clock. Dogs in the huddle. As we mentioned, Arm's still dealing with a hamstring injury that he suffered in the Westmoreland contest. He did not play last week at Red One Springs. He is dressed tonight, but not on the field currently. First and 15, hand off to Kerr from the 36. Alex, back to the line of scrimmage, run out of bounds. Good job by Scott High. We talked about the familiarity of Highlander head coach Chris Harris. He knows this team. He used 44, Alec Kerr, as his own weapon over the last 2 years as offensive coordinator here in Salina, Thomas. So he's told his kids all week long the strengths and perhaps the few weaknesses of these Bulldog players.
Yeah, and you saw it there. You know, the Highlanders stringing that one out to the sideline and just not letting Kerr turn the corner, even though he did pick up five, it looks like, Dan.
So they never... Yeah, he did. Picked up five before he's run out of bounds. Ball back at the 31. We're at second and 10 after being first and 15. Two wide right, one left. Adams to throw. Hits Hamilton on the rollout. 20, 15, 10. Big John Hamilton.
Boom.
Scores the shoulder. Is he in? Oh, they're going to mark him out at the one.
Lord.
Hamilton does not score. I'd like to line him up at fullback here and hand it off to the big guy. Fireworks have fired a little prematurely here at Clay County High School. They mark him down at the one. So a 30-yard pickup by senior John Hamilton off the arm of sophomore quarterback Nate Adams.
Just great execution right there. Great play call. Little play action, short, naked boot, Daniel. And he hit Hamilton quick on the out and almost got into the end zone.
First and goal from the one. Adams in the gun. Markham in his left hip. Hamilton and two wideouts to the right. Play action keeper Adams into the end zone with a rushing touchdown. Clay County on the board early. Adams had two rushing touchdowns last week. He picks up one early in this one. 10:35 mark, and it's Clay County 6, Scott High none. Just a great opening drive. Officially, it'll be for 65 yards. But it started with a gift of a 15-yard penalty. Clay County in the muddle huddle here. They look to the sideline for the call. Hamilton is split right. Jimmy Merchant, long snapper. Behind him, Adams and Kerr. Six linemen to the left with Markham behind them. Direct snap to Markham. He's going to walk in for the 2-point. Yes, he crosses the plane. Clay County, 8. Scott High, none. 10:35 mark, first quarter.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs?
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 8-0 with 10:35 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by EcoPanels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 65-yard drive on four plays, and it started with a 19-yard run from senior Joseph Markham, and then Nate Adams found senior John Hamilton for a 30-yard reception to set up an Adams 1-yard touchdown run, and then Markham added the 2-point conversion to make it 8-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Garrett puts his foot to it. High end over end kick. Going to be fielded at the 18 by Highlander. Here he comes. Heads left across the field. Going to be met by Host of Dogs. I'm going to give Alec Kerr that initial contact. Good hustle downfield by the senior. So Scott High going to take over. Looks like they're going to give the return man the 20 with his forward progress. So an 80-yard field in front of Scott County and head coach Chris Harris. First time in his own coaching career that Harris has been a head coach. Over 20 years in different roles coaching football, both at the collegiate and high school level. Highlanders on offense. I believe the quarterback is Nolan Cotton, the senior. Hands off to fullback inside. He's met at the line, still running hard. Joseph Markham, though, going to take him down, pick up a one for Scott County. So it's going to be second nine. 10-10 and ticking first quarter. Clay County scores on that opening four-play drive and got the 2 point to have this early 8-9 lead. Scott County with it from their own 21. Whistles blow as the Highlanders break huddle. The white hat now addressing the Scott High quarterback. Sending one player off. Don't know if he had some blood or what, but tailback number 10, Alton Whaley, the junior, heads off. Coming on, Tommy Fitzgerald to play tailback for him. Wide receiver in motion right and left. Quarterback in the gun. Wants to throw. Has time. Releases. Going to be pick six. Alec Kerr intercepts it and waltzes into the end zone for his second pick six in 2 weeks. Touchdown Kerr. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. And just like that, on the first pass attempt of the game, this dangerous Clay County secondary making the Highlanders pay.
Yeah, and that was the athleticism of Alec Kerr right there, Daniel. He's showing the hops. Had to go up and get that one kind of off kilter a little bit. I snatched it out of the air, and he just walked into the end zone. You don't want to challenge this Clay County defensive backfield. We talked about it during the pregame show. Almost double-digit interceptions, I think, by the time you add them up, Daniel. Multiple pick six. It's not a good idea to throw it around the yard against Clay County.
I missed the muddle huddle 2-point play. I think we went with the quick screen to Hamilton. It was ruled short of the goal line. 9:40 mark, first quarter, 14-9, Clay County.
Jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here line, Garrett kicks off, fielded by Highlander. He sends it across to the far sideline, turns the corner, gets north and south down the sideline, and run out of bounds. Not sure who made the tackle.
I think you got to give credit to Kerr over there, Daniel. He was the one on the sideline to force him out.
Jaden Mays, the junior, on the nice return for Scott High. So they're going to take over for their second offensive possession of the game. The last time they only had it two plays before Alec Kerr took the ball away from them with a pick six interception. So a 60-yard field in front of the Highlanders as they take over this time. Ball sitting at left hash. Quarterback is Brady Strunk. I misidentified him earlier. Strunk hands off to a dive man. Ricardo McElroy making the stop. Markham also involved. Ball carrier for the Highlanders was Alton Whaley, a junior. Ran hard, got 6 yards against this Clay County defense. That's not easy to do, Thomas.
No, it's not. A good push, a good size offensive line here for Scott High. Daniel got a pretty good push on that one.
Second and four for the Highlanders. Strunk keeps it, runs into the heart of the defense. A good second effort gets him across the 50-yard line and into Bulldog territory, where it's going to be a first down.
Hunter Kyle with his first stop of the night, and also involved was Maxfield, Daniel.
First and 10. No. They've got it first and 5. Unsportsmanlike penalty been assessed against Scott High.
So
they're moving the chains back. Currently the ball's sitting in midfield at the 50. That is where Strunk got it up to. Now the ball's going to move back into Highlander territory.
So 15-yard unsportsmanlike, but was the first down granted, Daniel? Chains didn't.
Well, if it was, the first down of the gain line should be the Bulldog 40.
Yeah, right. So five chains are 5 yards out of kilter, right?
Okay, they've got it sitting first and 10 now. So a dead ball foul, I guess. Well, I don't know. First and 10 Highlanders from their own 35.
Pretty confusing.
Two wide to the right, tight end left for Scott High. Strunk in the gun, fakes a quick screen. Quarterback keeper off left side. He's a good athlete, has the first down. Gets back up around to the 50. They're going to mark him down at the Scott High 49. Dog tackler.
Ricardo McElroy, his second stop on the night, came from his nose guard position. Daniel, Coach Lamb talks about his motor. He didn't quit on that one. Circled around and made almost a possible touchdown-saving tackle from behind there.
Quarterback Brady Strunk doing a nice job for the Highlanders. He's a senior. 8:15 mark, first quarter. Clay County with a two-possession lead, though, 14-0. 51-yard field in front of the Scott High offense as they snap from their own 49. Handoff inside
to
the fullback. Not much there. McElroy with another stop. Pick up a 1 for Scott High. Not sure why they don't use County in their name. It is Scott County. But they just say Scott High.
You know, McElroy really impresses me. You got a guy lined up across from him that's probably 3 times his size, Daniel. But he uses his speed and quickness to get penetration on that one right there and stops them for a minimal gain.
2nd and 9 for the Highlanders. Strunk hands off. Left side. Tackle made. Levi Garrett. Initial contact. He's fired up about it. Ben Maxfield coming in helping. Also Alec Kerr, but it was Garrett who had that first stop. 7:23 and ticking now. Tackle for a loss for Garrett. Loss of 1, making it 3rd and 10 after it was 2nd and 9. So a passing situation here, and you know Nate Adams, Jimmy Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Weston Burble anticipating it. Of course, this is 4-down territory, so
it
Coach
is.
Harris could choose to keep it on the ground. Strunk in the gun, 2 wide left. Play action keeper, quarterback run off right side. He's got a good chunk of yardage. Flags come out. Levi Garrett with another stop. We'll have to see if the play stands, though. Ball's advanced up to the Clay County 46, where it would set up 4th and around 4, but there's a penalty out.
Yeah, and it's going to be on Scott High here.
Ten-yard penalty going to be assessed from the spot of the foul. Should back it up into Scott High territory. They're going to place it down at the Scott 44-yard line. So 3rd, what we'll call 15 now. Definitely, well, I say a passing situation, but we just saw quarterback run on 3rd and 10. So I'm just going to quit projecting what I think is going to happen and just call what actually does. 2 wide right, tight end left. Running back at the right hip of Strunk, who's in the gun. Going for a hard count. Now gets it. Fake pass. Going to be sacked. John Hamilton? No. Hunter Kyle. The senior Kyle dragging down Brady Strunk in the Highlander backfield. Big play on 3rd and 15.
Yeah. Led the team in sacks last year, Daniel. It's 2 games in a row he's had a sack. Almost had a safety against Red Bowling Springs. Again, folks, we're going to hear from Hunter Kyle at halftime of this game. We mistakenly ran the wrong interview, so we hope folks will stick around for that halftime show and listen to Hunter Kyle and Coach Lamb on the interview. But great play by the senior to force the punt.
Highlanders on the punt. Kerr deep to receive. Ball hits. Takes a bulldog bounce. Going to be down by Scott at the 32. So Clay County going to take over here with around a 68-yard field in front of them.
5:45 mark of this first quarter. This will be only the second offensive possession for Clay County. They scored on their first with a four-play drive, then Kerr added the pick six. That ball setting at what we'll call the 32 on the Bulldog end of the field. So as we say, a 68-yard field in front of them here. Coach Maynard dialing up his first down play. Dogs break huddle. Jimmy Burchett and Weston Berg will split right. Alec Kerr plays wing to the left. We like to jet out of this set. Let's see if Kerr gets it. Adams in the gun. Here comes Kerr in motion. They give him the jet. He's around right side. Can he go? 35, 40. Blocking. 45. Brought down shy of the 50, but a first down. Once again, a pretty decent job by the Highlander defense of keeping Kerr contained. He's so hard to keep bottled up. He gashes them for around 15, a little more, Thomas, but decent job defensively.
Yeah, it was, Daniel. Anytime you can keep Alec Kerr in the end zone, you've done something. We talked about how many touches versus touchdowns he's got, and that percentage is unreal. But Kerr, a great job, patient, getting behind these blockers and the offensive line, getting a good push and sealing the corner for him.
Ball sitting at the Clay County 48-yard line. Kerr in motion again, fake to him, give to Markham. Joseph at midfield, 45, now the 40, first down for Markham. He advances into Scott High territory where the ball's going to be sitting at the Highlander 38. So, again, a 14 for Markham there. We said he was averaging 11 yards a carry on the season, and that's why, Thomas, those 14-yarders that for him look like short runs, but for most folks are highlight reel runs.
Yeah, and one thing about Joseph Markham, like you said, that looked like a short run because he can take it to the house on any given play, Daniel. His breakaway speed is unreal for his size and with the power he has.
First and 10 from the Highlander 38. Kerr in motion right to left. Third play of the dog drive coming. Option play. Adams pitches. Alec with it. 40. 35. Working against the man. Going to be brought down. Close to the first down mark, though. Around the 28-yard line. Good little option pitch by Adams there. Nice looking play from Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard. They're going to give Kerr the 29. Second one now after a gain of 9. Ball sets at left hash. Dogs still driving right to left here in this first quarter. Trying to go up 3 possessions on Scott High. They lead 14-0 currently.
Well, we want to see a good start from them, Clay County, Daniel, and we're seeing it so far. Punch it in the end zone here, and you have to say just what the doctor ordered.
Burchett and Kerr right. Now Hamilton flips there with them. Give to Markham. Joseph, no, quarterback keeper Nate Adams. Good fake there. Fake me out. And perhaps the Highlander defense. He got down to the 21-yard line, but this one's going to come back for a Clay County penalty.
Yeah, great read there by Adams on the read option. Just a quick pull and you know, a good mesh there, Daniel. Kind of fooled you. Thought he gave it to Mark and pulled it out of the gut. Got a good kick-out block from Maxfield at the sniffer back and, you know, had a hole to go through. But I think we're seeing something downfield there, maybe a block in the back or a hold.
The penalty backs it up to the Highlander 35, where it's going to be second and a long 6. 3:20 and ticking, first quarter. Clay County up 14-9. Dogs 5-1 on the season. Scott High still looking for their first win. Timeout going to be taken on the field. Clay County calls their first of the contest. Deep in the first quarter, Clay County up 14-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Adam throws, caught over there by Burble. Going to be short of the first down, but a nice little pickup. Ball's advanced up to the Highlander 30. Thomas, where did it originate?
Should be a gain of five, Daniel. Started at the 35.
Yeah, because we said it was second and six, now third and a long one. Ball at the 30, 2:45 and ticking here. As we were mentioning before the break, Scott High went 6 on the year, still looking for their first win. Playing a tough 4A region. You know, they're not a bad football team. We've certainly played worse football teams this season that have wins. It's just that Scott High plays in a pretty tough conference up there. Third and one. Give to Markham. Joseph with it. Round the left side. 25. Has blocking. Stiff arm. 15. 10. Touchdown! Joseph Markham taking it in for the Bulldogs' third score of the first quarter. 2:15 mark. And it's 20-9. Black and gold. Markham makes it look so easy.
He does make it look easy. He had help on that one, Daniel. Great seal from the offensive line and maybe tight end John Hamilton, I'm not real sure, out here on the edge. And then his teammate and classmate, Alec Kerr, blocking downfield, gave him just enough where Markham could throw the stiff arm and get by and just waltz into the end zone. What a joy to watch Joseph Markham tote the football.
You call that downfield blocking from a wideout stalk blocking. That's what Kerr was doing.
He was
stalking that guy all over him. Garrett on for the PAT, misses the mark. 20-9 the score. 2:15 left in this first quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 20-0 with 2:15 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 68-yard drive on five plays, and it got started with a Joseph Markham 14-yard run. Kerr ripped off two long runs to pick up multiple first downs in that one. Adams found Burble for 5 yards, and then Joseph Markham with his first touchdown of the night from 30 yards out. The extra point was no good, and Clay County leads 20-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett's kick goes out of bounds. Scott County going to take over from their own 35-yard line with a 65-yard field in front of them, 2:15. Left in this first quarter, Highlanders going to be driving left to right towards Russell Richardson Doghouse. Scott County just struggling to move the ball tonight. They did pick up a couple first downs on their second offensive possession with quarterback Brady Strunk. He's a decent athlete, but this Clay County defense just a little too stiff, so far at least, for the Highlander offense. They shift two men to the left, overload that way. Play action keeper, strung in the backfield. Going to be hit, brought down. Hunter Kyle.
That's
going to be the first one there. Others join him. Garrett Markham joining. Also Austin Anderson, but it was Hunter Kyle that laid hands on first.
Yeah, was that a designed quarterback run, Daniel, or is that a sack behind the line of scrimmage? If it is, it's his second. If not, it's a tackle for loss for Kyle.
We're going to call it a sack. He tackled the quarterback behind the line of scrimmage. We're going to go with that. Probably a design run, but who knows? He might have raised up and threw a demo.
The Clay County pressure was there to make you scramble, I can tell you that. Just a total leak by the Highlander offensive line created by Hunter Kyle and his senior teammates, John Hamilton and Ricardo McElroy on that one.
Loss of four for the Highlanders. Quick screen set up. Just a bad job of play action that time between Strunk and the tailback. And the pass ends up skipping to the wideout incomplete. So the clock stops with 1:25 left to play in this opening quarter. And Scott High and head coach Chris Harris are in a 3rd and 14. Clay County up 20-9.
Really impressed with the focus. You know, Coach Edwards called them out and said they needed to have focus. Coming off an abnormal week here, fall break, just really impressed with the focus of Clay County coming out, dominating this from the start, Daniel.
Timeout taken by the Highlanders. 1:25 left in the first. Clay County leads 20-9.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Strunk in the gun. Pass it up. Rolls left. He's under pressure. Going to be brought down. He flips it away. It's a fumble. Could it be recovered by Clay Cannon?
It is not. Hunter Kyle again, Daniel, back there with the pressure along with the junior, Austin Anderson. But you got to give credit for Hunter Kyle right there. That's a sack for him again.
Yeah. Third in the first quarter for Hunter Kyle.
Total domination from the young man.
Fourth and a bunch for the Highlanders. Ball now sits at their own 24-yard line. Punt formation. High, short kick. Going to hit around the 44. Take another Bulldog bounce. Watch this thing go. All the way back to the 35. So only a net of around 15 yards for the Highlanders. Not the best of execution there. And, that's a tough thing. How do you control how that ball bounces when it hits the ground? I know there's a strategy to that, but it's beyond my knowledge.
Yeah.
Short 35-yard field, Thomas, for the Dog offense. They could score another touchdown in this quarter. 37 seconds remain in the first.
Yeah, I think you can see it happen quick. This is the area field that offensive coordinators kind of drool over, Daniel. It's when they like to take a shot downfield. We're dominating a run game. We may not see it here, but this is the perfect situation for it.
Adams in the gun, 1st and 10. Nate rolls to the right, pulls up, releases, caught by Kerr. Alec with it around the 25, gets north and south, crosses the plane of the 20 up to the 19, where it's going to be 1st and 10. One side judges on the 20, the other's at the 19. We'll have to see where they set the ball. Playing quick here on the 20, on the edge of the red zone. 1st and 10, no huddle stick and a spike. That's why we're going quick. False start against Clay County. So this clock should wind once they set it, since the incomplete pass spike doesn't count. So first,
that's what we're going to see.
Now they wind it. So it's not the end of the half or anything, just the end of the quarter. So Clay County going to take the rush off here, go into the second quarter of play. So with the 5-yard penalty, the ball now sets at the Highlander 24, where it's Clay County 1st and 15. Going to take a break here between the first and second quarters. Clay County up 20-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthyrehab.com.
Back here live, start of the second quarter, Clay County with it, 1st and 15 from the Highlander 24. Adams in the gun, 2 wide left, 1 to the right, give to Markham, Joseph into the heart of defense, he's untouched, now they hang on to him, close to a first down, powerful running by Markham, he advances up to the 10, so a gain of 14 for Markham, and once again, he makes those 14 yarders just look easy. So 2nd and 1 now, after Markham, with a nice carry on 1st and 15. Folks enjoying this new video feed feature. Listener Julian Colson says the live stream looks and sounds awesome. We appreciate that, Julian. Appreciate you listening each Friday. 2nd and 1. Adams in the gun. Gives to Markham. Joseph with the first down. Not much more, though. Good job by the Highlander defense. As we mentioned, it's not a bad Scott High team. This year's version of the Dogs just happens to be really good. So I thought he had the first. They're spotting it at the 9. Should be 1st and goal from the 9, but the ball sitting on the 9. It was at the 10.
We're looking at what, 3rd and inches?
They're finally agreeing with me. 1st and goal from the 9. Adams in the gun. Jimmy Burchett left along with Alec Kerr. John Hamilton tied in right. Ben Maxfield, the sniffer back, behind Levi Garrett. Now Hamilton flips. Penalty against Clay County. Adams runs the touchdown, but it will not stand. Something just not small thing with that tight end flips they're saying is an infraction. I don't understand what it is. As John mentioned it behind us, Hamilton's getting set.
He got set. Markham came from the pistol to the pro set or whatever you want to call that. He also shifted Daniel, so
after the penalty, it's going to be 1st and goal from the Highlander 14. Ball sits at the right hash. Offense has flipped into the field. So the Dogs driving left to right from our vantage point here during the second quarter. Burgett and Bird will right. Kerr wing to the left. Alec in motion. Give to Markham off left side. Joseph here get in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And Joseph Markham with his 2nd rushing touchdown of the night. Thomas, that's 15 rushing touchdowns for Markham this season.
Yeah, we talked about his yards per carry. We talked about his touchdowns. We talked about his power, his speed, his burst. Just a total back, Joseph Markham is, as Clay County goes up 26-0.
Dogs huddled up here. Now they break. Going to run traditional offense here. Burchett and Kerr to the right for the 2-point. Hamilton left. Adams in the gun. Gives to Markham. Can Joseph get in? He does not. Going to be stopped short. He got the one that counted, though. That was the big touchdown on the play prior. 9:59 mark, 2nd quarter. Clay County 26. Scott High none.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website. www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 26-0 here with 9:59 left in the second quarter over Scott High. Clay County just completed a 65-yard drive on four plays, and they did it in 2.5 minutes to go up 26-0. This dog drive summary is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. The drive got started with an Alec Kerr, sophomore quarterback Nate Adams found Alec Kerr for a 16-yard gain. Then Joseph Markham, three straight runs, one for 14, one for one to pick up a first down, and then from 14 yards out again, he scored the touchdown to put Clay County up big. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Scott High on the return. Bulldog tackler on the play was Birdwell, I believe. Penalty being assessed against Scott High. So I guess Birdwell's special teams tackle doesn't go officially in the books because the penalty going to back it up regardless. Scott High, with their backs against the wall here, not doing themselves a lot of favors. I'm sure that Coach Harris calling the place for the Highlanders, and it's just tough to start a drive after a nice return to get it backed up on you. So Scott County going to take over at their own 33. This is the Highlanders' fourth offensive possession of the contest, 9:48 mark, second quarter, Clay County leading 26-9. Strunk in the gun, going to keep it, running hard off the left side, Birdwell in position. Going to be Burchett coming up, making the stomp. Weston coming over the top. Levi Garrett also hustling out there, too. Garrett, just an impressive football player. He loves getting in on all those stops that he can get to, Thomas.
He does. I'll tell you what's impressive, too, and that is the Scott quarterback, Daniel. Joseph Markham, one-on-one with him right there. He was watching the mesh. He took the dive and then got completely shook by the Scott High quarterback. So, we know what kind of athlete Joseph Markham is, and he got buying right there.
Second one for the Highlanders after Strunk picks up nine on first down. Now they get the first down and more. A hard run by Alton Whaley, the junior running back. He's into Bulldog territory. Scott High looking sharp here. Not sure who made that stop. Austin Anderson was around the scene. I'm not sure that it was him, though. But
I think it was Alan Kerr, Daniel.
Whistles blow. Timeout taken by Clay County. 8:50 mark. Second quarter. Clay County leading 26-9.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here mid-play, Brady Strunk, quarterback keeper off right side. He is running hard once again. Ball's out. I think it came loose on the ground, though. Going to have to probably credit Joseph Markham with the stop. Jimmy Burchett also inbound. Always appreciate it when cousin John Weaver's here. He's able to focus in on things that I can't call in the game and sees a lot of stuff. So
Second round three. Highlanders threatening here. They have it at the Clay County 40. Wide out to either side. Strunk in the gun. Look for him to keep it. Hard count. Dogs don't bite. Now here's the snap. Give off to the fullback. Drags ahead for around 4 yards, and this should move the sticks. Ben Maxfield in on the stop, joined by Austin Anderson. Sticks do move. So the Highlanders have not yet had that big play, but they're putting together enough 4 and 5 yard pickups that's moving these sticks on this drive. First and 10. Ball at the Bulldogs 38. Strunk in the gun. Gives to Alton. Same play again. 4 to 5 yards. Jimmy Burchett on the stop. I said Gade to Alton. Alton Whaley, the ball carrier. So Whaley and Strunk teaming up for a good power run game here, Thomas.
Yeah, they are. Coach Harris just keeping it simple, Daniel, running straight at this Bulldog interior line and getting a pretty good push. We talked about the size of this offensive line of the Scott High team, and they're starting to lean on Clay County a little bit right here.
Second and 6. Ball at the Clay County 34. Hand off to Whaley. He's around right side. Full head of steam. Going to be close to the sticks. Penalty flags come out, though. Another one. We're going to have one after the play. We've got a hurt Bulldog on the field.
I think you're going to see a cut block on Alec Kerr. He's walking off, having to have help here, Daniel. Hobbling in his right lower leg.
Weston Birdwell is down hurt. Alec Kerr being helped off the field hurt. We're good. Oh, Hamilton 23 instead of 22. We're going to stay on air because Hamilton now back to his feet. So two Bulldogs having to come off the field. Alec Kerr, who is in a lot of pain, and John Hamilton, who was shaking up on the play.
And that's what you're going to see the flags for. They came out immediately when you saw Kerr at the point of attack there, Daniel. I saw this happen to him in the Westmoreland game. You know, he's around the ball so much, body flying everywhere. I'm not saying it's malicious. I don't know. I couldn't tell. It's on the far sideline. But I know when Alec Kerr comes up a little lame, a lot of times it was a vicious lick, and it was low. But now he's walking on his own now. We know how tough the young man is, and he's walking on his own on the sideline. That's good to see, Daniel.
Hamilton dealing with a left shoulder issue, receiving assistance from the trainer. I mentioned last week, pretty sure I'm right, that's Coach Sandman's oldest daughter, who is helping perform that service alongside longtime trainer Chad Holloway.
Nolan Adams, I think, is going to spell Alec Kerr right here, Daniel. Not sure about Hamilton up front. Probably Parker Smith. We've seen him take some snaps there. It is Smith.
Highlanders back in their own territory now after the big penalty. Strunk with a keeper off left side. Garrett involved. Markham involved.
We see Smith, like you say, Parker Smith coming over there. He played some big minutes in that Westmoreland game, Daniel. And
yeah.
He played very well for Clay County.
Parker, a transfer from Livingston. Been very big up front on the offense and defense. Worm Smith now checking in at inside linebacker. Ben Maxfield off the field. And a timeout being taken by Scott High. So between the penalties, the injuries, and the timeouts, just a little bit of disruptive broadcast these last few moments. Second quarter action, 6:12 left as we take this timeout. Clay County leads 26-9. We'll be right back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, third and incalculable for me. Scott County with it at their own 46. Two line-out try, Strunk in the gun along with Whaley. Strunk to pass. He's threw a pick and an incomplete so far. Goes deep on this one. Going to be incomplete again. So Coach Harris had tried to stay away from the air due to the unfortunate circumstances that had happened prior.
Very fortunate circumstances that Alec Kerr was on the coverage right there, Daniel. We just talked about him being injured on the play before. Got the timeout. Kerr's back on the field and disruptive as ever.
Going to let Jimmy Burchett drop deep to return this Highlander punt. We saw Burchett return the last play of the second half last week in the Battle of the Bulldogs, a 38-yard punt return touchdown. Let's see if he can replicate the feat this time, just from a further
distance. Have a chance, maybe.
Burchett wants it, but he's going to let it go. The Highlander's going to down it at the Clay County 26. So the black and gold offense going to come out for their fourth possession of the night. They have scored on every possession they've had, the three prior ones. You say, well, it's 26-0. That's four scores. Yeah, they had one defensively with Kerr's pick six.
Yeah, and this one could get things rolling right here, Daniel. I think it would get to the 30-point level of Clay County. Could get one in the next 6 minutes.
75-yard fielder in front of the Clay County offense. They're going to drive left to right. Jimmy Burchett splits right along with Hamilton and Kerr. So a trip set that way. Markham at the right hip of Adams. Quick screen set up to Kerr. Bubble screen call. Alec with it. 30. Going to be brought down to the 35. Close to the first down. This should move the sticks. Looks like an 11-yard pickup. We're going to mark it down. That's a Clay County 36-yard line. We talked about it on the Battle Bulldog History when we updated some of the current leaders for the season. Burchett and Kerr receiving, each averaging 24 yards a catch when they touch it. Same set, going to be Birdville, Kerr, and Burchett to the left, Hamilton right. Swing pass for Markham, incomplete. Nice play by the Highlander defender. Adams put that just a little bit too far out in front of Markham, and had a little heat on it. Joseph just didn't have the reaction time to get his hands on it before that Highlander popped him. Good lick.
It was a good lick. Joseph exposed there as he reached for that ball, Daniel, and took it right in the breadbasket in the chest. And, you know, he's maybe sucking a little wind right here, but he's staying in the ball game.
So two plays on this possession, two passes so far for offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard. Ball still sitting at the Clay County 36, where it's 2nd and 10. Adams in the gun. Two wide outs left, tied in a wing to the right. Kerr in motion right to left, fake the jet sweep. Going to be a pass. Adams releases, quick release for Jimmy Burchett. Can Jimmy hang on? No, it's broken up by number 17, Luke Bowling, the junior defensive back. It was an outstanding play by the Highlander defender there. So you see that this Scott County team, they're coached up well. They're doing things that are sound and have had some good moments. So far, Clay County just with this big lead, 26-9.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All coverage right there. You know, Jimmy Burchett had the step. The ball was about right, but the defender was in his hip pocket, stuck his arm up at just the right time to knock that one away.
5-10 mark, second quarter. Adams in the gun. Three plays, three passes so far. Screen pass set up for Markham. Joseph with it, 35-40, 45-50. Could he do it? Going to be brought down, but only after he flips the field and gets into Highlander territory. They're going to mark him down around the 43. We've seen the screen used a lot this year. The timing of the play call, always impeccable.
It is, Daniel. You know, you saw Scott High. They got a little momentum there. They were teeing off, trying to get to Adams. Just a great call by Coach Maynard, and great execution by Adams and Markham. And you get it to Markham in the open field, and we know where he takes it, Daniel. First down, Clay County.
Ball's at the Highlander 43. Sideline warning against Clay County. Not sure what that's about. No. Oh, against Scott. And now the white hat has called for the Clay County trainer to come out onto the field and across the turf of John Teeples Field to, I assume, attend to an injured Highlander over on the sideline. This could be a cheerleader or a fan. No, we're going back to action here. We'll keep our eyes across the way, see what's going on. Ball at the 43. Adams to pass. Going to be caught by Burble. Nice little route there by Weston. Sitting down on the curl. We're going to have a personal foul or a hold one called in the backfield. Stone Lynn there was engaged with number 68, Steve Abney. I'm curious to see which way they call this. Against the Highlander Abney or against senior center Stone Lynn?
Where'd the play get to, Daniel? Could you pick that up yet?
Yes, they have the ball at the 39.
4-yard gain, I guess.
Personal foul against Clay County and Scott High, so offsetting personal fouls. You saw Abney and Lynn just engaged behind the ball. Officials don't like to see that. Once that ball leaves the backfield, it's downfield, they want everything to stop back behind the ball. And it wasn't anything dirty by Lynn and Abney. They're just sitting there, sparring with one another. And
replay the down, is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. First and 10. Ball sitting at the 43, so it is replaying the down. Trey set to the right, and that's a tight end and two wideouts for Clay County. Single wideout left. It's Jimmy Burchett going to target him on the deep out. He's got it caught. Makes a man miss. Still on his feet. 20. Up to the 15. Smith's going to get in the end zone. Jimmy Burchett doing it all by himself. And now we've got a personal foul coming out against Scott High for a late hit out of bounds. Burchett wasn't affected, though. Touchdown, Jimmy Burchett, the senior utility man. He can do it all.
Yeah, just great yards after the catch right there, Daniel. We have to go back to the throw. That's a long throw to the sideline, a great ball on a line to Jimmy Burchett to give him a chance to make plays in the open field. So that was a great play by two players, the sophomore quarterback Nate Adams with the bullet, Jimmy Burchett with the payoff.
Garrett on for the PAT. Burchett to snap. Adams to hold. Snap. Set. Kicks away. What a beauty it is. It is good. Clay County 33. Scott High none. 4:18 mark. Second quarter.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County now leads 33-0 with 4:18 left here in the second quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 75-yard drive on five plays, and they did it in about 1 minute and 40 seconds. It got started with a pass from Nate Adams to Kerr for 11. He found Markham for 21 on a screen pass, and then Jimmy Burchett on the deep out that he carried into the end zone for a 43-yard touchdown. Senior Levi Garrett added the PAT, and Clay County is up 33-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
An ambulance is being brought in along the track to attend to the Scott High player we mentioned on the sideline earlier. Concussion symptoms, it seems, pretty severe. The game has been temporarily paused for that. I want to take just a moment while they do this to mention, I just noticed outside the window of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, Russell Richardson, C-Club president, president, Matt Adams, running the camera here. If you're watching the video feed, he's zoomed in on some of the banners hanging up on the fence, the advertisements, and he was on two special ones. He had a good view of a minute ago. Got a banner of Jonathan Ryan Frazier and a banner of John Copeland here on the fence at Clay County High School, and I noticed that he was zoomed in on those, and like seeing those there. Don't like the fact that those young men were taken from us too early, but glad that those banners are up remembering them.
Yeah, no doubt, Daniel. You know, this facility, this field means a lot to a lot of people, especially those families, to for those young men to be honored here at John Teeples Field at Joe Neal East Stadium, and just a great thing to honor those players.
Fixing to get back to action here. Looks like EMS staff attending to that injured player. We certainly hope that that he's okay. Clay Kenny leading this one, 33-9. Midway through this second quarter, 4:18 mark of this second quarter. And if you're watching the video feed, you see that Levi Garrett has it teed up at the Scott High 45. That's due to the late hit personal foul that was called as Burchett was running out of bounds on his touchdown reception. So Garrett going to have a chance to put this one into the end zone. The Highlander does not want to let it go there, though. Goes back and retreats it at the one. Here he comes. They've had good returns so far. This one doesn't get very far away from the one-yard line, Jaden Mays. So we're going to spot him at the 15, Thomas, so you never know at the moment. But if he had just let it continue into the end zone, Scott High would have had it at the 20. Due to the choice to return it, they're going to have it at the 15. So an 85-yard field between the first points of the contest and the Highlanders here.
John Hamilton coming back to the sideline. We saw him get banged up a little bit a drive or two ago, Daniel, and he was out there on special teams, actually got credited with the tackle as he ran the Highlander out of bounds. But maybe a little banged up, not playing defense this possession.
First and 10 Highlanders, strunk in the gun. Him and Whaley, he played well tonight. Hand off to Whaley, fighting hard off the right side, met by a host of dogs, never did develop that time. When Whaley can get past the first line, he's tough to bring down, but never got past the first line. Levi Garrett leading the charge there, along with his teammates. Yeah, anytime you're trying to identify a tackler and you're in doubt, it's a pretty safe bet if you say 54. Yeah, Garrett gets involved on a lot, as we mentioned.
Yeah, he does, Daniel, and all these seniors do. You know, you talk about the front with Kyle and McElroy. He's always around the ball, too. So one job that Clay County has done for a long time, really, is gang tackle, Daniel, and Coach Mike Dickerson, the defensive coordinator. I know he stresses that because you see the results on the field every night.
Another handoff to Whaley. I did not see the tackler. Maybe a gain of one. Anybody happen to see that? Thomas didn't because of the tinted window. Gain of one. Maybe some of the video watchers can identify who made that second down tackle for the Dogs. I think McElroy may be involved.
Yeah, Hunter Kyle in there too, I think.
Third and 9 for the Highlanders. 2:50 and ticking here. 33-9 currently the score. If that doesn't change, we will see a TWSWA Mercy Row running clock in the second half, unless the Highlanders drive down and get points on this drive. Yeah. Strunk calls the hard count. Clay County defense falls for it for the first time tonight, so offside. Going to make it second and a more manageable, actually third and a more manageable four rather than 3rd and 9 for Scott County. Stay tuned with us during halftime for the Pauper Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're going to play an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb and Hunter Kyle that we accidentally didn't get played in the pregame. Played the one from last week on accident. A lot more stuff that we've added to that halftime show, the local sports lowdown, where we cover everything going on in Clay County sports-wise. Subway trivia, of course. Budget pest control scoreboard update. Just packed full of good stuff. Third down play, nothing doing. Parker Smith there to make sure. Also, 44, Alec Kerr flying up as he always does from his safety position. So, 3rd and 4, not too friendly to the Highlanders that time. They're going to be snapping on this 4th down. from deep in their own territory around the 18. Looks like they're going to change personnel and punt it away with 1:55 and ticking here on this first quarter clock. Clay County up 33-9, so we'll have to see what Coach Lamb wants to do here with about a minute and a half left once they take possession of the ball. I'm satisfied, Thomas, he'll push for the end zone.
Yeah, I think so. We've seen that
It'll be a delay of game here.
We've seen that attack from Clay County in the first half, no matter the score. I think Coach Lamb uses it as a learning experience. The run your two-minute offense, try to see if you can be successful with it, because, you know, there may come a time where you're going to need it.
Absolutely.
Down the road.
Yeah, you're right. It's a real good time to practice that type of thing. Delay of game being assessed. Beck Scott High up to around their own 13-yard line. Punter stands at the one. Puts his foot to it. High kick, short kick, fielded by Kerr at the 40. Alec with it. 35, 30, 25. Jumps a man. 20. Going to be at the 15. Brought down the 10. He can do anything. I don't understand how he got that much yardage on that return, but a 30-yard return for Kerr sets Clay County up with a very short field. 107 left in the first half of play. Clay County trying to build on this 33-9 lead. Thomas, you mentioned using this time to work on your two-minute drill. Of course, now we're going to have it in the short field, but I saw Trousdale County in probably 96 lose in the third round of the playoffs to Oneida, I think it was, because they couldn't throw the ball. Everybody knows about the running. Well, the next season in 97, when they were killing everybody at the end of the first half, that's what they did. Every game, they worked on their passing that one series, and they won the state title the next year. So, whoop-de-doo for them, I guess. But that's what they did with that time. Timeout going to be taken on the field. We're going to play one ad, maybe two, depending on how long it takes. We'll be right back.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here alive. First and goal from the 10. Adams in the gun. Play action pass. Rolls left. Has a man. Releases. Caught by Hamilton. Can John get in? Brought down around the 2. Go to him again. Everybody got excited last week at Red Bull, and when Hamilton scooped a fumble, drug a Red Dog near the end zone, but was brought down short. Now Hamilton is shaking up. We saw this earlier. He's holding that left shoulder again. I just wonder if perhaps he has a partially separated shoulder. We're going to go to injury timeout. John not getting up as quickly this time. No, he's back on his feet. We're going to stay here. It's a shoulder deal. He's holding that left shoulder again with that AC joint or something. So Hamilton going to exit the field. Coming on for him going to be, I don't know, Maxfield's going to be sniffer back. Birdwell's going to be leaving the field. Ball, which is hard to see from this vantage point, going to be sitting at the 5. So pick up a 5 on first down. So second goal from the 5 now. Don't know that we'll see John again in this contest. The second time he's exited the field holding that left shoulder. Maybe his bicep he's holding. Dogsbury Cuddle. Adam's going to be in the gun. Jimmy Burchett splits right along with Alec Kerr. Freshman Reese Adams, I think, playing tight end to the left. That's my guess. I know he's our backup tight end. Mark him at the left hip of Nate. Now we're going to flip. That's junior Austin Anderson is playing tight end. Adams with it. Quarterback keeper. Off right side. Going to get in. He's making that play look easy, Thomas. He perfected it last week at Red Bull, and he's doing it again here tonight. Is that his second rushing touchdown?
It is. Two carries, two touchdowns. Total of 6 yards, Daniel, but Adams with a great read on that play. We've seen it 2 weeks in a row. You talked about it. Great mesh, great read, great pull, and boy, can he get downhill in a hurry.
He can, and he's so smooth. You talked about that earlier with his mesh to mark him. He faked me out on one and just really rides it and then pulls it out. Garrett on for the PAT. Burchett snaps. Adams holds. Garrett kicks, and it is good. So it's Clay County 40, Scott High none. 24 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, Garrett set to kick off. 24 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County leading it big, 40-0. Levi puts his foot to it. It'll be a low line drive kick that goes out of bounds, and Scott High will take over at their own 35 with a 65-yard field in front of them. I'm sure Coach Harris will keep it on the ground here. Hopefully, if you're a Highlander fan, Strunk or Whaley can hit a crease and pick up some yardage here. I don't know if the Highlanders have any timeouts left. I know they've taken two at this point. Could have one to their favor. They've only thrown three times. One a pick six that Alec Kirk took care of. The other two incomplete passes. So, Strunk in the gun. Ball sits at the left hash. Going to be a handoff to Whaley. No, a keeper by Strunk. He's off left side. Has one blocker. Uses all he can there. Strunk's done a nice job running the football. He runs hard. He's pretty quick-footed. They're going to tackle him out of bounds. Kerr on the stop. 16 seconds left here in the first half of play. So a first down for the Highlanders. They advance it up to the 45. Pickup of 10. For senior quarterback Brady Strunk. He and Whaley have been good in the Highlander backfield. Strunk waiting on the snap. Going to give to Whaley this time. He tries the left side. Two different dogs, the primary stoppers. We got frivolous activity after the play, and we should see an ejection here, and I think we will. Markham being abused by Highlander, and now we're getting a call against Clay County, I think, as well. We saw a lot of this nonsense take place at Westmoreland. Levi Garrett out there getting all of the Clay County fans, or not fans, but players back to the sideline. Nice job by Levi. And in these moments, I don't like to see the Bulldogs playing with attitude, as I see two of them down there doing little dances right now. I just don't approve of that. I do approve of Garrett keeping his composure, clearing his guys towards our sidelines. I believe we're going to see an ejection for the Highlanders. One personal foul maybe against Clay County. There's four flags down, Thomas.
Yeah, I think you got a little retaliation there from Clay County. I'm not quite sure who it was. Maybe Jimmy Burchett coming over kind of to defend Markham right there. And, you know, you got to stand up for your teammates. I didn't see anything, no pushing or shoving or shots. May have been something said, but I don't blame Burchett. I think it was Burchett. I'm not sure. Don't want to call anybody out.
Yeah.
But looked like maybe Jimmy coming over to, or one of his teammates, to kind of stand up for Joseph Markham, who took a shot right there.
Well, temper's definitely fire in these moments. You know, the Highlanders fighting hard. 0-6 on the year. Like we've mentioned several times, not a bad football team. You come down here and
you get down 40-0 late in the second, and they're playing hard, playing past the whistle in that case, and then the Clay County Timbers fired a magic, but it's just tough. You know, I've been there. My senior year, we didn't win a football game. Went 0-10, and 0-10 team's just as competitive and passionate is a 10-0 team,
maybe
more so to a certain extent, because the frustration level gets up there with it. So I understand it, but you can't let it come out the way that we saw it on the field right there.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County handled these situations pretty well, and I think it's because of the senior leadership. You know, you talked about Garrett right there, rounding everybody up.
He did.
These seniors know what's ahead for them. They know what that means. So they don't want to be losing anybody for the future. And we saw it in the Westmoreland game. We're seeing it here, this good leadership from part of this Bulldog team.
A whole series of hand signals from the official. They have either called the game or called the half. I don't know. The Highlanders exiting the field. Now they're going to wind the clock. Going to get into halftime with this, and so it is time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Strange way to end the first two quarters of play. It is Clay County at 40. Highlanders done. Talking about... Yeah, we are fixing to play that interview. I thought you were saying injury. Going to play the interview with Coach Lamon and Hunter Kyle that we failed to play during the Carquest pregame show. Stay tuned for that. Going to play one promo and right into that Inside the Locker Room interview brought to you by Head Equipment.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Scott High tonight, where the Dogs will look to improve to 6-1 after blowing out Red Bull and Springs last week. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior offensive and defensive lineman Hunter Kyle for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over.
Thank you, Thomas. We're glad to be here.
Hunter, appreciate you sitting in with us, too.
Glad to be here.
Coach, I've always heard a loss can be good, depending on how you respond to it. How would you say your team responded last Friday night at Red Bull and Springs?
Well, it'll be hard to respond any better than what we did, I'm going to tell you. Those guys just came out really focused. I thought those guys had their heads on right, and they wanted to prove that it was a fluke that we got beat. And they did a great job. And, you know, 62 points in one half is amazing. I've never been a part of anything like that. I was just so proud of what they did.
And again, like we say every week, a lot of it had to do with your seniors, including this guy right here. He's coming off an injury and played big on both sides of the ball. Hunter Kyle is a key cog, isn't he, Coach?
Absolutely. Hunter Kyle is one of those kids that if I told him to run through the brick wall right here, he would, and he would leave everything on the field, wherever it's at. You ask him to do it, he's going to give 110% every time you tell him something. And I just love to have his motor and to have kids like him. Just if they had a team full of Hunter Kyles, we'd be pretty dang good.
Hunter, needless to say, you guys dominated up front, you know, as you have in the majority of the season. How fun is it when you know you've got the advantage up there?
Oh, it's always fun. Even if you got the disadvantage, you always just got to play ball.
Right. So you like being in the trenches, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's the favorite part of the night.
And you play both sides of the ball. Which one do you like better, offense or defensive line?
Defensive line. It's a whole lot simpler. Ain't got to think as much.
just line them up and go.
Mm-hmm. Either get, go left or go right. All it is.
Coach, Hunter rarely leaves the field. You know, battles in the trenches all night long. It takes a special young man to pull that off, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because it gets tough down there. You know, and he's not the biggest of people, and but he's got one of those motors, like I said earlier, that just that you love to have, and he's going to do what, everything he can to help this football team win. Doesn't want to receive any of the credit. He's always for his teammates, and I love that. I love that in this young man.
Hunter, we've kind of talked about it on the broadcast a lot this year. You had a coming-out party last year as a junior. You know, you made the All-Region team, led the team in sacks, and you're well on your way to doing that again. What do you attribute your development to? Because, you know, honestly, you kind of came out of nowhere last year.
I just had a position change over the summer. Just did what I was coached to do.
Coach D, I guess, helped you through that. The second straight year under Coach Mike Dirksen on that defensive line. How much has he done for you?
Do what?
Coach Dickerson, I guess he's helped you in your development, too.
Yeah, he's taught me everything I know about defense on the line.
And it had to feel good to beat the Red Dogs like you guys did. Coach talked about it, 62-0 at halftime when the starters left the field. But you were supposed to beat them. Did you enjoy that one?
Oh, yeah. It was just fun all around.
And, you know, Redbone Springs used to be somewhat of a rivalry game for us at times. Here lately, though, we've kind of dominated them. How do you get up for a game like that when you know you're supposed to beat the opponent?
I just get up like it was any other game. Wake up, show up, play ball.
Hunter, I've asked this of all your classmates. I've kind of threw it on all of them. You're part of a history-making class. Possibly the best senior class ever here to play. Why have you guys been so successful?
Most of us have been playing since we were itty-bitty. We've been with each other forever. We should know how to work together.
Coach, you're going to need some more of that tonight and the rest of the way. You know, we've got Scott coming in here. Similar game maybe to last week. Big favorite in this one, you know. But what challenges do the Highlanders present?
Well, you know, Coach Harris is coming back. Coach Harris was here the last couple of years as the offensive coordinator, and he's now the head coach of Scott County. And you know, he knows these kids. So, you know, that's going to he's going to know how to attack these young men. And, you know, it puts a little challenge to us. But, you know, they're a 4A football team, and they played a little different competition. You know, they played Gibbs High School. They played Pigeon Forge and so on. And it's a different kind of schedule, so it, you know, they don't have a great record, but they are a good football team, and they got a quarterback who can he can fly. I mean, he can go. So, you know, we better be on playing and be focused like we were last week, and come out and play hard.
And you talked about Coach Harris coming in, first year head coach. You know, you've developed a relationship with him in the off season. I think when
yes.
you first got here. The kids know him well. Is there any extra motivation in that one?
Well, you know, I'm sure they want to play well against him, absolutely. But, you know, Coach Harris is a great guy, a good young guy, and I think he's done a phenomenal football coach. You know, we'd love for him to stay, but he wanted to move on and be a head coach, had some aspirations to do that. But, and, you know, no ill feelings against Coach Harris at all. He's a good fella, and I know these kids want to play well against him. I know that for sure.
Right. Coach Harris, another one of your coaches. We talked about Coach D, but on the offensive line, Hunter, what's that going to be like going up against one of your former coaches?
He's going to play like it's any other ball game. Show up, show out.
Well, that sounds good. Again, what's the difference between, say, Red Bull and Springs and Scott High tonight? Is it more about the size of the school, coach, and the size maybe up front?
Yeah.
Is that where we're
going
to see
a
difference?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a difference there, though. They got some good-sized linemen and have, you know, a lot more players on their team than what Red Bull did. So they got more backups, and they can take one out, put another one in, don't lose a whole lot. So, you know, the conditioning is going to help us a little bit, how we're in shape, we play. You know, our kids play most of the time 48 minutes, and, you know, and they play hard. And it's just one of those things that, you know, we just got to go out and play and do our job and do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, hopefully we'll be on the right end.
Hunter, you ready for that?
Oh, yeah, always ready.
appreciate you sitting down with us, Hunter, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach, same to you.
Thank you, Thomas. Right. Appreciate you.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Hope you enjoyed that interview with head coach Bruce Lamb of the Clay County Bulldogs and senior offensive and defensive lineman Hunter Kyle. Clay County leads Scott High 40-0 here at halftime, about 6 minutes left here at intermission, and Clay County got off to another fast start. We saw three touchdowns in the first quarter, three in the second, the first coming from quarterback Nate Adams, a one-yard run. It was 8-0 after a two-point conversion by Joseph Markham. And then Alec Kerr with a pick six on the Highlander ensuing possession. Clay County went up 14-0 quickly. Joseph Markham broke a 30-yard touchdown late in the first quarter, and Clay County was on a roll. And then in the start of the second quarter, Markham added his second touchdown from 14 yards out. Clay County led 26-0 with 9:59 left in the first half. And then Adams found Burchett for a 43-yard score with 4:18 to play in the first half, and it was 33-0. And then Adams did it himself on the final score of the second quarter from 5 yards out. Clay County leads 40-0 here at halftime. For Clay County, they've got 262 total yards on 21 plays, 11 rushes for 131 and 4 touchdowns. Adams is 7 for 10, very efficient on the night, for 131 and a TD overall. Markham leading the way with 95 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion on 7 carries at the break. Alec Kerr, 3 carries, 30 yards. Adams, 2 carries, 2 touchdowns, 6 yards. Kerr, Hamilton, Birdwell, Markham, and Burchett all with catches in this ball game. Again, Clay County leads 40-0 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here tonight on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time now for the local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Making Bacon Trust. We'll start off with Youth League football. The Clay County Youth League football teams played their 5th games of the season in Woodbury this past Saturday against Cannon County. Wins in the flag and senior divisions placed their season records at 1-4, while the junior division did remain winless at 0-5. The flag team pitched at a 20-0 shutout with all 3 touchdowns coming from Zaxton Owens, while Bryce Bowles and Caden Krieg added extra points. The juniors lost 13-19, with Jared Copeland and Tucker Donaldson each crossing the goal line. And finally, the seniors won 13-6 behind the bruising running of Bryce Evans, who accounted for the 2 scores and over 100 yards on the ground. The Youth League will enjoy a bye week tomorrow and then return to action on October 15th when they travel to Westmoreland. In volleyball action, the Clay County High School Lady Dogs wrapped up their 2022 season this past Monday with a 3-0 loss to Trousdale County in the District 7A tournament in Hartsville. We want to wish a congratulations on a great volleyball career to seniors Briley Burchett, Katie Burnett, Izzy Hale, Abby Head, Callista Meadows, and Bailey Watson, making the all-district team in volleyball. Abby Head, and Briley Burchett. High school basketball right around the corner. District 7A preseason rankings have come out.
On the girls' side, the Pickett County Lady Bobcats picked as the top team, followed by Clay County, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, Red Bull and Springs, and then in last place, Gordonsville. In boys' side of things, in the District 7A preseason poll, Coach Edwards and the Clay County Bulldogs picked as the preseason favorites in the district, followed by Gordonsville, Pickett County, Red Bull and Springs, and then finally Clark Range. Junior high basketball will kick off in the county as Salina K-8 takes on Hermitage Springs at Hermitage Springs on October the 18th. Hermitage Springs has a contest scheduled before that, though. It'll come on October 11th when they take on Forks River. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Mankin Bacon Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MankinBaconTrust.com. Mankin Bacon Trust, come grow with us. Right now we are getting ready for a budget pest control scoreboard update. John is writing down some of those scores right now, so I'll go ahead and do the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the seventh game of the 1970 season, first-year head coach Bobby Westmoreland led the Bulldogs in a 28-12 win against Russell County, Kentucky. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Jerry Strong threw a touchdown and returned an interception for a touchdown to put the game away. But what Bulldog scored two early Salina touchdowns, one a two-yard run, and the other an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown to set the tone for the game? I'm going to repeat that one more time. In the seventh game of the 1970 season, first-year head coach Bobby Westmoreland led the Bulldogs in a 28-12 win against Russell County, Kentucky. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member Jerry Strong threw a touchdown and returned an interception for a touchdown to put the game away. But what Bulldog scored two early Salina touchdowns, one a two-yard run, and the other an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown to set the tone for the game? If you think you know the answer to that or simply would like to guess, send in that guess to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. The first guess has come in. The guess of Jerry Burnett was sent in. He was an outstanding Bulldog in his time and sitting right below us here, actually, on the top row of the bleachers at Jonah Reed Stadium. But he was a senior in the fall of 1968 on that Blanket Bowl champion team. That guest came in from Ryan Lacey. Dale Beatty has been guessed by Bob Weaver, who's listening. Another good guess, but incorrect. John, are we close to that budget pest control scoreboard update? I'm going to kick to you and let you cover that and return a phone call that I got a moment ago from our AD.
I got a few scores of note here. Coach had some he was following, so we'll talk about those first. Halftime score from, where was that Macon County Stone game?
It was at Stone. At Macon Stone. On the road, Daniel.
Or, Macon on the road is up 28-14.
Oh.
Over Stone at halftime.
I thought they might rebound from that first loss.
You thought right, maybe. Of course, there's a whole nother half to go. No score on the Red Bull and game.
Caverna, Kentucky, I think it was up there.
I wasn't about to try to tackle that name.
Mm-hmm.
I do know who Cumberland County is and Livingston Academy. Cumberland is ahead 7-0 at halftime.
Mm.
I'm a little surprised.
Battle of the defeateds there.
Sure. Page also up by 7, 14-7 at halftime over Nolensville. Coalfield leads Greenback 20-6. They're already playing in the third quarter over in East Tennessee.
Yeah, Cofield lost one game. I think that was the Gordonsville. They handled them well, but other than that, they may be a contender out of the Northeast.
Usually are.
South Pittsburgh's ahead 28-0.
Who'd they playing?
Austin East.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's what those initials stand
yeah,
for.
Yeah, out of Knoxville.
This has been the Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update. We can knock them out or take them out. However you need us to, we'll get rid of them. Mm. Budget Pest Control.
I like it. Clay-Kenny High School cheerleaders here also not doing a great job. Several juniors, Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Chloe Grace, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. They're joined by sophomore Maylee Kyle and freshman Adaya Collins, sponsors Savannah and Stephen Chipwood. Third quarter action fixing to get underway. Clay County going to be kicking off from left to right from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. The Dogs do lead 40-9, so we will see a running clock here to start the second half, and it'll stay that way unless Scott is able to come back within 30 points. Still looking for an answer to that trivia question. Not a lot of responses out there tonight. I will throw out a clue. The person who's the answer, their name has come up this year, is a guess. It was incorrect to the prior one, but it would be right tonight if somebody chose to do it. Markham is going to be credited for the stop on the kickoff return for Scott High. So the Highlanders take over for their first possession of this third quarter. They do so trailing by several possessions, 40-9. We talked a lot about junior running back Alton Whaley and senior quarterback Brady Strunk during the first half of play. They have essentially done it all for the Highlanders on offense. Both of them good players. I'd like to have them here in Salina. Strunk going to be in the gun. Whaley behind him. Double tight end set, double wide out set. Quarterback keeper off right side, Strunk with it. Picks up around five, brought down by Levi Garrett. We have a correct answer. Listener Linda Nelson sends in the response of Gary Austin, and that's 100% right. It was Gary Austin who set the tone in that big game back in 1970 against Russell County High School out of Kentucky with those two touchdowns. So congratulations to Linda Nelson. She will be receiving a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a Subway certificate.
Great stop by Ben Maxfield right there, Daniel. Read that one perfectly, bringing down the Highlander quarterback.
That Subway certificate, of course, provided by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. So third and round four for the Highlanders here. We'll have to see what they choose to do. Most things that we've mentioned several times have run through Whaley and Strunk. Same set. Two tight ends, two wideouts, one to either side. Hand off to Whaley. He runs hard, powers his way towards the sticks. Brought down short, though, I believe. And I heard that hit, and we have a Bulldog down. Parker Smith being helped up now. Whaley running with power.
Yeah, you saw Alec Kirk come up, get low. Whaley got the better of Kerr. You don't see that much right there. And then Levi Garrett coming over to make that stop, Daniel, and it is a first down.
First and 10 for the Highlanders. Still in Scott High territory at the 44. Quarterback keeper. Strunk off right side. Parker Smith having none of it this time. He brings him down, and a penalty flag comes out. Garrett also involved. We do have a running clock going here. Face mask being called against Clay County. That was the late flag that came out. So Parker Smith gets the tackle recorded. Garrett with an assist. And we're going to see another Highlander first down. Big 15-yard penalty being assessed against Clay County. So the Highlanders now with it in black and gold territory as they drive right to left. Got it in the Clay County 39.
We've seen Scott High be in this position a couple times in the first half, Daniel. The Clay County defense did finally bow up, but as you said multiple times, not a horrible football team.
No,
they can move the ball. They got two good backs, and they got size up front in the offensive line.
Double set now, two wide outs to either side, strung in the gun. Delay of gain going to be called against the Highlanders. So it'll be first and 15 for them with the ball setting at the Bulldog 44.
Smith, McElroy, and Kyle on that front three for Clay County. I think I saw Worm Smith at one of the linebacker spots, Daniel, along with Maxfield right now.
So Hamilton's still out injured then. Maxfield on the stop. Pick up 2-3 for the Highlanders. Second long, second and around 13. Ball now at the Bulldog 42.
Yeah, at the linebacker spots, you're seeing the junior Austin Anderson, senior Levi Garrett, and then Ben Maxfield, and I think the outside spot, no, that's still Markham. So Worm Smith off the field now. Daniel, I'll see him over here.
Playing a 3-4 look right now. Strunk off right side. Holding penalty flags do come out. Strunk with his biggest run of the night. Around a 15-yard run by him, but this one's going to come back. Kerr on the stop. Alex been bruised and battered through this one. Still out there fighting, though. Big holding penalty going to back the Highlanders up, so they were aided and abetted earlier by a Clay County face mask that pushed them into Bulldog territory. Now this hold backs them back up into Scott High territory at around the 48, 2 yards from midfield.
You see this running clock clicking off as Clay County leads 40-0. Daniel, already halfway through this third quarter.
6:30 and ticking. Three wide right. Shrunk rolls that way, wants to pass. Has time, releases, caught. A penalty out, a quick whistle, no tackle recorded. I guess maybe the receiver stepped out of bounds. Or perhaps Strunk had passed the line of scrimmage prior to throwing.
I don't see a flag, Daniel. They're just spotting the ball at the line of scrimmage. So maybe the receiver was out of bounds. It was an incomplete.
Guess he had to put it out of bounds. Third and a bunch. Three wide left for the Highlanders, one to the right. Strunk and Whaley in the backfield. Third and a little over 20 to go here. Strunk to pass, pressed out of the pocket to the right. Hit, throws, up for grabs, incomplete. Parker Smith forcing the errant pass there. Austin Anderson also, I can hear Highlander fans from across the way wanting a roughing the passer call or a late hit perhaps, but no penalties come out.
Nice play by Jimmy Burchett too, knocking that ball down, Daniel, as it approached a Highlander receiver. Wasn't much of a pass, but had a chance, really.
Fourth and 20-something. Highlanders here going to choose to punt it away. So we see Kerr drop back. Kerr stands at the Clay County 25 where he awaits the kick. Low line drive, end over end, hits the turf. Going to be down by the Highlanders. Frivolous activity going on back here between a Highlander and Ricardo McElroy. No penalties, though, and now we see one. I believe this one going to go against Scott High for something that was said by number 38, Dakota Strunk, perhaps a relative of quarterback Brady Strunk.
Where's your spot?
Clay County would take over at their own 27 or so, but the penalty will change that. Oh, offset and personal fouls. Called one against Clay County as well. So what I saw originally between McElroy and Strunk in the backfield is going to be called against both players. Ball resting at the Clay County 27-yard line. So a 73-yard field in front of the black and gold offense, 3:35 and ticking here in this third quarter. As Thomas mentioned earlier, Clay County leads it 40-0. Sophomore quarterback Nate Adams has two rushing touchdowns on the night. He enters the huddle. calls the play, and the Dogs approach the line. Senior center Stone Lynn, always reliable in that position, prepares to snap. Two wide left, tight end, and a wing to the right. Here's Curry in motion, right to left, fake to him, give to Markham. Joseph with it. 30, 35, 40, he's gone, folks. 50, 40, Joseph Markham going to have his 16th rushing touchdown. Here it is. Joseph Markham gets in 4-6. Touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs, and a penalty flag in the backfield. This one's coming back. The fireworks all for naught. The excitement in the call all for naught. Perhaps we'll see the same play round again, and Markham will have another long score plus the penalty yardage. So
it's a shame that one's coming back. You know, just smooth again, Daniel. You know, they're calling the flag at the line of behind the line of scrimmage. You know, 40 yards behind the play. Markham hit the lane and took it quick. You know, at that point, really, you just got to quit. Of course, you don't know Markham's 40 yards down the field. You're fighting, you're blocking, you're trying to do your job back there. Just unfortunate, really, for Joseph Markham.
Ball sitting at the Clay County 17, an 83-yard field in front of him. Two wide right, one to the left. Markham at the left tip of Adams. Nate got a pass, has time, rolls right, looks downfield, can't find anybody under pressure. Now releases, incomplete, trying to hit Burble. Weston, of course, figuring in to be one of the top targets next year after the departure of Burchett and Kerr, who have been great so long, is Bulldogs. Of course, Weston targeted quite a bit this year, but not the primary like he will be next year.
Yeah, Burble's done a great job. You know, kind of the team's possession type receiver. He's the one running the under route, trying to draw defenders for Burchett and Kerr to get downfield. And we've seen him, you know, catch several of those balls for short yardage. Sure-handed, the junior Weston Burble is.
He's just trying to make something happen there for Adams on that one. Ball from the 17. Delay a game. Clay County. Going to back up now to what we'll probably call the 12. A little sloppy here on this possession. Perhaps the last for the starters in the contest.
Ticking down close to the end of this third quarter, Daniel. 40
yeah.
seconds left.
Going to have to run one more play. We'll call it the 12. It's probably closer to the 13, but we'll say an 88-yard field in front of the offense. Hand off to Markham. Nothing doing this time, or is it? He breaks the tackle.
Wow.
Rolls left. Has some blocking. Here Markham goes. Stiff arms.
Yes, sir.
He's going to do it. It's a foot race. We need to see no blocking. It's going to be an 88-yard touchdown by Joseph Markham. Can he get in? Waiting for the signal. Yeah! Joseph Markham with the best play of his career. He started to the right. Nothing doing there. Spun in the backfield. Reverse field. Used the patented stiff arm. And the senior tailback with his 16th rushing touchdown of the season.
Yeah,
in the finest I've seen.
No doubt, Daniel. Bottled up, just like you said. They had him dead to rights. I mean, a complete 360, ran laterally, almost near the goal line for about 25 yards, and then turned it up. Got great blocking on the backside, too. I think that might have been Alec Kerr.
It was.
That threw the very final block to spring him. Markham stretching his legs down the far sideline. What a sight to see.
Garrett's PAT is good. 47-0. That was the last play of the third quarter. There's 12 minutes left.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference.
With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live and during break, what were we discussing? Nothing else except Markham's big high night run there.
Yeah, just unreal, Daniel. I mean, we talked about it. That play started at the 12-yard line.
Yep.
Markham retreated about 10 yards on his circle. I'm pretty sure his foot got close to the goal line when he circled back and you know, had to make a few moves to get the corner. But when he did, he just had the train rolling. Kerr helped him out just a little bit, but that was all Joseph Markham, Daniel.
Garrett's kick going to be fielded at a 15 by Highlander. Here he comes up the right sideline. Doesn't get too far. Weston Birdwell there to stop. Worm Smith joining. Yeah, Markham, it's one of the few times I actually think I saw him tired on the field. I thought he was going to get caught, and he almost did. But Joseph, knowing the Highlander was closing in, right around the 3-yard line, about 9 feet away, he lays out, stretches the ball, gets across the end zone. We've seen big 90-yard runs by his older brother, Jared. I remember the one down at UTC
yes.
that we called on the college field. From
Finley
the
Stadium. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, a great run. So I'd like to put together a highlight film of just those two. And so in their oldest brother, Jacob, he had some good plays in his time, too. He didn't play running back, though. He's a wideout. But
If you're going to be a little tired, Daniel, when you run for 183 yards on and 3 touchdowns, you know, you might get a chance to rest the last 5 yards of an 88-yarder.
Highlanders are out deep, Strunk's pass going to be caught. This could be a touchdown. Nolan Adams trying to track it down. Does he have the foot speed? Does not. A big score, and the Highlanders now dent the scoreboard. Number 9, Rylan Griffin, the junior wideout. Good play call by head coach Chris Harris. Good execution by Brady Strunk. We've seen him run well tonight. He throws well that time.
Yeah, Daniel, just got the step on the reserve defenders back there and couldn't run him down, as we talked about. Strunk, a good quarterback. We saw a strong arm there. He threw that one probably 30, 35 yards down the field, and then that receiver, I'm not sure what you said the name was.
Rylan Griffin.
But you've got speed when you can pull away from freshman Nolan Adams.
I agree. Highlander kicker on. He's got a strong leg. Boots it all the way to the track, right through the uprights. 9:55 mark of this fourth quarter and still ticking. Clay County 47, Scott High 7.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Got a message on the hotline I think you should mention real quick.
Yeah, we do. We keep up with about, I don't know, it seems like a dozen teams, sports teams this fall. And there's one we've been forgetting. And thanks to our listener, Hannah Bowles, she reminded us about the Clay County Anglers. These young men and women are getting up early on Saturday mornings fishing tournaments. We even got
some football players that get up after a Friday night game and go fishing. They just recently did that last weekend in a tournament on Dalhalla Lake, and they don't have one this weekend, but next weekend they'll be on Percy Priest down in the Nashville area. So we're going to make it an effort to get a list of those team members and start covering them, too, in the local sports lowdown.
That's right. Clay County still with their varsity offense out here. They take over at their own 40, a 60-yard field in front of them on first and 10. Delay a game going to be called against Clay County. Going to be first and 15 now. Backed up to the 35. It's two of those we've had tonight. Scott High have had a few of them as well. Sophomore quarterback Nate Adams filling in tonight for the injured senior, Keaton Arms. Keaton could play if it really came down to it. Just trying to get him back to full health for the last couple games of the year. Got Grundy County, York, and Yordsville to finish off the season after tonight. Nate Adams with it, showing his athleticism across the 50-40, going to run out of bounds. Adams there wanted to pass initially. Good coverage by the Highlanders. Forced the sophomore to flee the pocket, and he did so, flipping the field.
Such a graceful athlete Adams is right there. Did a great job. Kept his eyes downfield as long as he possibly could, and then cut it up, made two moves, and went and picked up as much yard as he could, and then gracefully stepped out of bounds to save himself. And never ceases to impress me at such a young age, the tools that this young man has.
22-yard pickup on the scramble, balling out the Highlander 43. Two wide right, one left. Adams rolls to the right, wants to pass, has time, releases, just wide of Kerr, incomplete. As we just mentioned, Clay County playing in their seventh game of the season tonight. Three games left here in regular season to play. They'll be at Grundy County next Friday night before coming back home for a late homecoming on October 21st against York Institute. York, a strong team this year. That's going to be a dandy. And then they finish up the season in the Region 4A championship game, the way it shaped up, here at home against Gordonsville at John Tipples Field for the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah, it's going to be a great finish to this season, Daniel.
From the 43, Adams again rolls right, looks to pass, has time, releases for Kerr, same play. Kerr couldn't hang on. Alec usually catches those. He kind of laid out for it, had hands on it from my vantage point, but falls incomplete. Clock continues to run, though.
Yeah, and again, thanks to Hannah for mentioning those anglers and reminding us about those. She's provided me with a roster here. The team includes Faith Burks and Allie Reagan, Hunter Brauner, Caden Dyer, Levi Garrett, who played in that game and got up and went, Michael Worm Smith, also Rietta White, Kaylee Hamilton, Keaton Arms, Joseph Markham, they both fished also, and Eli Rich and Lance Burchett for the Clay County Anglers.
Give to Markham, 40, cuts left, has blocking, 35, stiff arm, out of bounds. Got to have a late hit come out here, or should be, but they don't call it. Looked to me like it was. The Highlander took the harm, though. Markham kept his feet. It looked like maybe he sidestepped the guy. Maybe that's why they didn't call the flag, because he didn't actually make contact. But either way, play originated at the 43, and now they're marking it down at the 34. So a gain of 9, setting up 4th and 1. First fourth down of the night for this Clay County offense. The Dogs have not punted tonight. Going to have a delay of game if they're not careful. Play clock at 3, now 2. Nate sees it, calls a timeout. So that's one benefit of having that play clock. Their quarterback can see it, and he calls the timeout. They're going to continue this clock rolling, though. No, they stop it. 3:40 mark of the fourth quarter. Clay County leading it 47-7. We're going to play one ad. Come back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live, fourth quarter action from John Peebles Field. Fourth and one. Give to Kerr on the jet sweep from the 34. Here that comes. There's the first down. Down the right sideline. Shaking and baking. Still on his feet. I can't even see him now. He's brought down out of bounds. Around the 22-yard line. Play started at the 34. So pickup of around 12, if I'm correct, on the 22 being the line that he gained. They set it on the 23. First and 10, 2:55 and ticking. Kerr going to play wing to the left along with John Hamilton, who's back in at tight end. Nice to see John return after he had shoulder trouble in the first half. That's going to put Burble and Burchett split right. Adams, keeper, left side, 20, 15, 10, cuts back, whistles blow. Inadvertent whistle. Adams gets into the end zone, but there were two sharp whistle blows.
Hey, we got a touchdown signal by the line judge here.
Now, there were – the far side judge had two sharp whistle blows. Fireworks blast off.
It's a touchdown, Daniel. I mean, you don't stop a play in the middle of it. I mean, I see no flag on the field.
If you've got an inadvertent whistle, though, it wipes it out. I've seen this before, and I agree with you.
Okay.
But I was watching a Raiders game. For some reason, I follow the Raiders,
so
even though it's been miserable at times.
Did they get the run?
No. I think they'll have to. But, I've seen it happen where a whistle comes out mid-play inadvertently.
We got second down, and that was first.
Okay, so they're going to give him the yardage he was at when they blew the whistle, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Down markers advancing up.
First and goal. Now,
I think they got it spotted at the five.
So first and goal at the five.
Let me confirm that now. It's at the four. I see the ball now. Finally, I couldn't find it. First and goal from the four. Very curious. Very curious here. Adams had a walk-in touchdown. Now, I won't say some of the Highlanders maybe didn't stop their pursuit because I heard it all the way up here in the booth, so I know they heard it on the field. Here we go. You're going to have verbal split left. A timeout now taken by Clay County. Was going to be another delay of game. Let's just stay on air here because this thing may... Okay, they stopped the clock 58 seconds, so Thomas wants to play an ad. Here we go.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
First and goal from the four. Adams in the gun. Markham is right here. Hamilton flips to the left. Keeper by Adams. Going to get that touchdown. It was wiped off the board a moment ago. So he gets all the yardage. He gets the score. Just two carries instead of one. So same result. 40 seconds and ticking. This extra point coming from Garrett likely going to be the end of this ball game. Clay County 53, Scott High 7 at this point. Garrett's been true on his last couple of attempts. He's a good kicker from that point. We've developed our muddle huddle set, but we still have a good place kicker. Snap, set, kicks away. This one is wide of the mark. 53-7, the score. They're going to let this clock tick down 10 seconds and dwindling. So Clay County going to advance on to 6-1 on the season. Scott High going to fall to 0-7. Clay County going to be back in action next Friday night against Grundy County. We're going to put some stats together, come back after a few ads, and do the CarQuest postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TBS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the Carquest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it.
Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live on the Carquest Post Game Show. Clay County big winners tonight here in the 7th game of the season, 53-7. The final score against Scott High. Clay County moves to 6-1 on the year. Scott High falls to 0-7. And another efficient game, Thomas. A lot of big stats. Saw a few penalties that could have been avoided. Had a lot of several delay of games and couple personal fouls I'd like to see eliminated, but I know the coaching staff's got that under control. Another good performance.
Yeah, it was, and that stuff you're talking about came late.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about how important it was for Clay County to come out and be efficient and be sharp, and that's tough to do, especially this week. You know, fall break, Coach Edwards talked about it in the final word, you know, out of schedule. They practiced early in the morning this week, so they would have some time off during the day. I think you got to go back to this coaching staff and what they've done and the way they've got these players locked in, and back to the senior leadership of this team, keeping everything intact and coming out and just totally dominating. And it was both sides of the ball, very similar to what they did against Red Bull and Springs. You know, sometimes it's hard to get up and play clean against teams like this when you know you're the big favorite, when you know you're supposed to win. Well, Clay County has come out and proved they're the better team, and to me, that's big moving forward. You're not playing down to the competition. You're coming out playing your game, working on yourself, and Clay County did it again tonight.
They did. You know, we've played 7 games this year, and we've not laid an egg, to use that term, at any point in any of them. So that is good. It's a good point.
It is, and to go through the score, Nate Adams, the first touchdown. That first drive, we saw big plays from Markham. We saw Adams find Hamilton for 30, his biggest reception of the year, almost getting into the end zone. But Adams capped it with a 1-yard touchdown. Markham added the 2-point run. It was 8-0 in about 2 minutes. And then Alec Kerr immediately with a pick six, about a 20-yarder athletic play, went up and got it, took it to the end zone. It was 14-0, just like that, in about 2.5 minutes. And then the Clay County defense also, you know, Hunter Kyle, 3 sacks tonight. He had a big third down sack on on that ensuing possession by Scott. Gave the ball back to Clay County.
Kerr and Markham went to work. Big runs by Kerr, big runs by Markham, and then Markham with his first electric touchdown run, a 30-yarder, PAT no good. Clay County was up, I guess, 20-0 at that point. Clay County defense, another third down. They basically forced a three and out on Scott County or got a turnover on every offensive possession by the Highlanders in the first half to pitch that 30-0 first half shutout. So the other touchdowns, Markham a 14-yard rushing touchdown, and then the big play of the night, I don't know, there's a bunch of big plays. Adams found Burchett. Jimmy does what he does. You know, a great throw by Adams to the sideline for about 20. Burchett did the other 23 by himself. Spin move, juke and a jive, and he's in the end zone. 33-0 for Clay County. And then Adams capped the half with a 5-yard touchdown run, and it was 40-0 at intermission.
It was. You know, this thing was over as soon as we went up 14-0 early, but it was certainly over when it was 40-0 at the half, wasn't it?
It was. And then it didn't stop in the second half. We got to see, and this is saying something, the best run I've seen from Joseph Markham. He basically did it all on that one. 88 yards later, he was in the end zone. Daniel, we talked about it during the break. We talked about it 4 or 5 times on air. It's just one of those plays you don't see much.
No, I'm excited to go back and watch it again and be able to rewind it and watch it. It's just a thing of beauty and created by itself because the original play was designed to come off right tackle, and the Highlanders did a good job. They flowed that way and shut it down. Then he creates by spinning and retreating and had some savvy play by Alec Kerr and others to see what was happening, turn and pick up blocks. And also credit, when you get those big 88-yard runs like that that weren't designed originally, it's so easy to get those things called back with a block in the back or something cheap that somebody does. Credit the other 10 guys on the field with keeping their heads and not getting caught up in any of that trash stuff on that play.
Yeah, I totally agree, Daniel. Scott did find the end zone early in the fourth quarter on a big play, about a 75-yard touchdown pass for their only score. And then Adams gets his third rushing touchdown of the night for your final score of 53-7.
Pretty dominant. We're going to play one little promo, come back, give the Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer, and hopefully do one more final budget pest control scoreboard update. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Carquest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. We wrap up the CarQuest Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight, CarQuest Post Game Show. Clay County big winners over Scott High, 53-7. Time now to kick back over to Thomas and get some of those gaudy Clay County stats that were racked up.
Yeah, big numbers tonight again for this Clay County offense. Surpassed the 400-yard mark tonight. 31 plays for 415 yards and 7 offensive touchdowns. We did see the pick six by Alec Kerr for a total of 8 touchdowns tonight. We saw rushes. There were 18 of those for 284 yards, 6 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. Leading the way tonight, we've talked about him a lot, the star of the night pretty much on the rushing category. 9 carries for 192 yards and 3 touchdowns goes to Joseph Markham. We've just kind of seen him, you know, have a standout year this year as a senior, Daniel.
Oh, no doubt. And just bear with me 1 second. I'm not smart enough to do it in my head. 192 divided by 9, 21.3 yards a carry. Of course, an 88-yarder will do that for you, but if you said 8 for 104, that's still going to be a big number.
No doubt. Alec Kerr, 4 carries tonight for 41 yards. Nate Adams, 5 carries, 51 yards, and 3 touchdowns. On the receiving side, John Hamilton, 2 catches for 35 yards. Weston Burble, 1 catch for 5 yards. Alec Kerr, 2 catches, 27 yards. Markham, 1 catch for 21. Jimmy Burchett, 1 catch for 43, which was that touchdown. Defensively tonight, Alec Kerr, 4 tackles in that pick 6 interception. Joseph Markham had 4 stops. Ricardo McElroy, 3. He was huge starting out this game. I thought he, along with his senior classmate Hunter Kyle, 2 tackles, 3 sacks tonight. Just dominated up front. Levi Garrett, another senior, big night. 5 tackles. He led the way tonight, including a tackle for loss. Weston Burble had 3 stops. Jimmy Burchett had 2. Austin Anderson had 1. Ben Maxfield, 3. I thought he had a big game tonight. You know, we called his names several times tonight. So the young player doing well at linebacker.
And he plays that sniffer back on the offense and kind of an unsung hero. Does a lot of good blocking there, too.
I agree. John Hamilton, 1 stop. Parker Smith coming in after kind of spelling Hamilton's son, some who fought through injury with 2 tackles. We've also seen him contribute quite a bit this year so far. So big numbers on the defensive side. And we'll talk about overall passing. Nate Adams in reserve time, his 2nd straight game. He threw 7 for 13 tonight with that 1 touchdown. No picks in the last 2 starts, too.
And what is his total yardage?
The total yards is 131.
131. We'll go ahead now on this CarQuest postgame show and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's big win. We settled in. Obviously, it'd be hard not to go with Joseph Markham and what he did. But for a couple reasons, I wanted to go with sophomore quarterback and defensive back Nate Adams. You just gave the quarterback stat line 7 of 13 for 131 passing, 1 touchdown there to his cousin Jimmy Burchett rushing. 5 carries for 51 yards, good enough for right over 10 a carry, along with 3 rushing touchdowns. And he didn't know until late in this week, I don't think, that Arms wasn't going to be starting at quarterback. Of course, Keaton, Nate knew that he might, but it wasn't decided until late in the week, I don't think. So Nate played a ton last year. He's no stranger to the position, but to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, thinking you're going to play wide receiver and then get told on Thursday, hey, you're going to play quarterback. I know he handles it cool, but a lot of folks would have difficulty with that. But Adams, wise beyond his years, calm beyond his years, just a great player, gets it done on both sides, leads this team in interceptions on the season, and we saw another great performance by him tonight, and we're reminded that quarterback position is going to be in good hands after Keaton Arms leaves this program.
Yeah, and, you know, what he did last year, I think we got to talk about it. You know, he made All-State as a freshman. He was the 4A back of the year, Daniel. He became a single-season passing leader with over 1,500 yards, tied the TD record with 19, and had 5 interceptions as a defensive back starting as a freshman. So, but I think this year what he did tonight it mirrored what he did last Friday night and also the Friday night before. Nate Adams was thrown to the fire. He was thrown to the dogs when the Arms was injured in that Westmoreland game. And then the last 2 games, he's had 6 touchdowns. One of those came defensively. The other 5 are rushing. But we can see that he can do it all. You know, he's a great passer. We know that with what he did last year and the time he's played this year. But to me, what it is, besides that, besides his athleticism, it's his leadership at a young age. This team respects Nate Adams when he walks into the huddle. They play for him just like they do the senior Keaton Arms. And to me, that's big. As a quarterback, I kind of knew what that was as a young player addressing the huddle. Well, Nate Adams is respected as a quarterback, and I think that's big for him.
Oh, of course it is. And I think the way a young player like Nate gets over the top in that area is because of just how good he is. How
that's
can
right.
he not? It don't matter if you're a senior and he's a sophomore or not. When you're as got as much raw talent and you're such a gamer as he is, you've got to respect it, you know. We've talked about it before, and I'll mention it one more time just because it blows my mind. I love to watch him. He's a right-handed quarterback, but I love to watch him on left rollouts to the left, he does such a masterful job of getting his hips and his shoulders flipped back, and that's so hard for a lot of guys, and he does it with ease. He's just dangerous in a lot of ways. He's really upped the run game this year. We talked about it last year. He was more of a passer. Last year, the coaching staff wasn't willing at that point to risk him as a runner because he was already down one quarterback and certainly didn't want to be down another. This year, when we see him in our offensive coordinator, Jimmy Maynard, calling the number for Nate to run, and he's dangerous.
Yeah. And Clay County with the senior Keaton Arms and the sophomore Nate Adams, got an opportunity to make a deep run. We know that, but what a treat to have both of them.
John, you're an old quarterback. Give us a few comments here before we close up the TDS Top Performer about Nate Adams.
Just hearing Thomas rattle off those stats for single season for a freshman quarterback, I mean, we say it over and over. It's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, it is, and his skill is evident when you watch him play on the field. So, obviously, you guys made a good choice in this game, especially with picking him for the top player.
No doubt. Tonight's TDS Top Performer, Nate Adams, and it's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time to wrap this thing up with a budget pest control scoreboard update.
I've got some scores of interest here in the wonderful state of Tennessee. I know you guys follow certain ones because you have special interest in them. But one that you guys weren't picking was the 35-0 beatdown of Trousdale County by Gordonsville.
Yeah, we expected that.
Probably so.
Any other year would be a great game, not this year.
So those scores you guys are looking for, Page and Nolanville knotted up at 14 in the third was the last score I had for that one.
Cool.
So I bet that was a good game to watch.
No doubt. Undefeated teams battle.
Mm-hmm. And Red Bullen score, being out of state, maybe that's why. But we just have a 12-12 halftime tie is all I know about that score. So.
The Caverna Colonels, give them all they want.
Caverna, okay. Also, Coalfield Greenback handled pretty easily by Coalfield, 40-6 was that final score.
Greenback a couple years back was stout. They beat South Pitt in a semifinal game to go to a state championship game, but, must have been a special group in that time because they've fallen off.
Speaking of South Pittsburgh, that was another one we were looking at. Did they travel all the way up to Knoxville, Austin East, or did they?
I'm not sure.
Do that at home. They ended up winning 28-0, which was the halftime score as well. So, you might look to see more out of them. I hate to say anything about it, but
they're solid, but I think maybe they're down off their state championship run of last year a little bit.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Bro, I'm sorry. I've kind of led you the wrong way on one of these games. But Cumberland County has come out with a victory.
Wow. Congratulations to Coach Johnson.
They got their first victory over Livingston, who still has no victory. So there's a minor little spark that you might
right,
not.
Right. What was the score?
7-0.
7-0. Barn burner.
Yep. That's all the scores I've got written down. Of course, Clay County won here tonight, 53-7. I always like to say that one more time. So that's been our budget pest control final scoreboard update. If your house or business is under a blitz from bugs, block them or tackle them with Budget Pest Control's line of defense. Budget Pest Control, give us a call.
I like it's the football reference.
Yeah.
There. That's good stuff.
I had to make a little bit of a, recovery from my halftime debacle there.
That's pretty good.
It was. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed the new video feature. Hopefully that'll be something that we offer each week. Clay County, 6-1 on the year now, going to be back in action on the road from Grundy County, a place we've not traveled to for football in a long time, about 30 years. We'll be there. Kirkwest pregame show is going to air at 6 o'clock. Look forward to you tuning in then. For John Weaver, Rob Edwards, Matt Adams, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.